Hey, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is on the DealsInTheD.com, is in the DealsInTheD.com studios, where Jim Bentley is standing by, ready to move wheels for you at Zot Ford. He's talking to somebody today, I know.
Yeah.
Jim's got three mouths to feed. Think about
it.
Next time you're looking for a car. Facebook Live is brought to you by Death Wish Coffee. Go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Use the code Drew15 at checkout to get 15% off your entire order. People really like Death Wish Coffee. I'm so happy it's good.
Yeah, I'm so happy it's
good. It's a really good advertiser. deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. The code is Drew15 to get 15% off your entire order, and it's strong coffee. Rocket fuel.
I'm so happy about that.
I am happy about that. Now, boy, today was a weird day. I was so determined to stay out of all the muck because last night I made the mistake of checking a few news sites. Just, I don't know why, just because news happens so fast. And immediately I was like, oh. And then I watched Whitmer today and I was like, oh.
Is that why I got an explosion of texts at around midnight last night?
Yeah, that was when I was checking. Oh, my God. So today I started, I'm like, well, you know, it's the Friday show, we're going to the weekend. I want to be on a more
positive,
maybe just not such a heavy, not such an angry note. Not such.
You want to be breezy.
A little bit. I mean, yeah. Jesus. So somebody, was it Andrew? Got a few people that I've been trading songs with back and forth. And
oh, what a fun little Andrew! What a fun little club.
It is a fun little club. I enjoy it.
Oh, is that
it.
Nipper? Is that Nipper?
Nips.
It might be Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Nip sends so many links to YouTube that I end up watching all these crazy, wacky, wild
Andy.
Musical journeys.
Anyway, Andrew, was it you that sent me Tom Waits?
I saw that one.
Are you a Tom Waits fan, Trudy?
Yeah, I kind of like Tom Waits' weirdness.
I really liked him back in the day. That I don't like him now, but I really was into him when I was in college. I used to listen to his live record with Putnam County and Warm Beer, Cold Women, and a few other tracks. And it's really just, it's funny. How can you describe Tom Waits? I mean, everybody talks about his voice. Anybody got any jumper cables? 6 volt or 12 volt? No. He does sing, too. I prefer when he's not really singing. Like, he does a version of All 55 by the Eagles that I don't really like. Sounds when like he's in the studio trying to be a singer.
But what, you just want him to do Word?
I like his piano playing, and I like his chatter. It's just really funny, very relaxing. Anyway,
Oh, sounds like a great one.
I moved on. Now, some people like Tom Waits.
A lot of people do.
And I was also reading I got a new book about Athens, Georgia, and how it was the birthplace of alternative music. Yeah, R.E.M., B-52s. And Pylon was a band that we used to listen to in college back when my friends, and not Shakespeare, were turning me on to a lot of great music.
Sounds like a great one.
I've not heard of Pylon. I've never heard of them before. That
Trudy!
Must be a is it Pylon or is it Dylon?
Dylon. Dylon. Dylon, Dylon, and Dylon.
Well, if you guys want to sound this unhip, go ahead. Pylon. Okay. P-Y-L-O-N. They, R.E.M. calls them the best band in the world. Now, I think that might be an exaggeration.
Never heard of them. Next.
They were very much a precursor to the B-52s and R.E.M. And they had a song in a Honda commercial not too long ago.
Well, that's the mark of success.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they hadn't put out a new song in...
It was a new one?
30... No, it wasn't a new song.
Oh.
I think it's called Crazy, maybe?
20 years.
Crazy. I'd play it, but I'm afraid I'd get booted off.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. You'll hate it anyway.
Oh, you don't know that.
No, I want to hear it. I really want to hear
you
it.
You might like
Pylon. You're playing one of my absolute favorite songs earlier today, Strangers.
Oh, by the Kinks.
Yeah, I love that song.
So I was just shambling through YouTube and my Google Play and listening to music, and I got into the Wilburys. I love the Wilburys. And that first album in particular, And for some reason, it took me down this other path to Del Shannon, who everybody remembers Del Shannon for Runaway with that crazy organ.
Yeah.
Crazy organ. Which
and from
was
the Tom Petty song.
The Tom Petty song.
Yeah. Del Shannon's doing Little Runaway.
It oh,
was
yeah.
A beautiful day.
No, yeah. Tom Petty revered Del Shannon, as did many people. He had many, many hits after Runaway. In fact, he is responsible for the first Beatles-written song being played in America, which was he did a cover of From Me to You, which was a hit in 1963. He opened for the Beatles. I mean, the Beatles opened for him, and they loved him. And so anyway, as the British invasion, that's what's so funny about the Beatles and the Stones and the Animals and the Who, these bands essentially destroyed their idols. I mean, they just put them out of business.
That's their job, man.
Well, it was a bit extreme. I mean, I guess grunge did the same thing to hair bands. And maybe punk and new wave took out a lot of music. Disco probably took out a lot of people, too. But it was pretty violent. I mean, people who were regular, regular top 10 people were just out of business. Roy Orbison. Yeah. Roberson didn't have a hit for years.
This was the thought process here, right here.
You know, my whole life, people have been cramming this classic rock crap just down my throat. And you really think I give a shit about the Beatles?
Whoa. Oh, geez.
It was all very new and fresh at the time. So, Roy Orbison would not have a hit until You've Got It in 1989, I believe.
Oh, no, you got to say, Pretty Woman, it had a second life with Van Halen.
Well, so did In Dreams. In Dreams was in that crazy movie. What's that movie where Easy Rider.
Oh.
Actor Dennis Hopper.
Are you thinking of Blue Velvet?
Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper, I think, is singing it into that light. That
after inhaling a bunch of was it nitrous? God, what a weird movie. Yeah. Wonderfully weird movie.
He's lip syncing it. Yeah. Anyway, Roy had, I think, In Dreams is number, and I didn't even know the song In Dreams. I think it's a great song. Hmm. And Roy had a pretty big song on the soundtrack for, Robert Downey Jr. dies.
All of your wildest dreams will come true.
Why can't I think today?
Robert Downey Jr. what?
He dies at the end of the movie.
Spoiler
alert!
Lesson
Zero?
Lesson Zero, yeah.
Yeah, Lesson Zero. Yeah. And sorry about that, those who haven't seen it.
No reason to watch it now.
Roy had the final song in that, and I mean, his voice was, I don't think he'd lost anything, not even a tenth of an octave on that song, although I can't think of the title of the song. Can't think of anything.
I got a question about Roy Orbison. Maybe you know the answer. Were the blue blockers part of the image, or did he really need blue blockers?
I thought he was blind.
He had terrible vision. He had a horrible vision. But I think the whole black and the sunglasses became a thing. It was his look. Because Roy couldn't look cool. If you ever see a picture of Roy Orbison with his glasses off, you might not like his music anymore.
No wear sunglasses inside.
Wear sunglasses.
Blind people and assholes.
I mean, he really did not look good. And he went through so much tragedy. He has his heartbreaking songs. They're very powerful, though. I love Roy Orbison. And, of course, he was the final piece of the Wilburys. So Roy dies. And those of you who are watching MTV.
He died like a dog.
Hoo-ah, MTV in the glory days. He did not die like a dog.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Some people are saying he died like a dog.
And he had AIDS.
The second, he might have had AIDS. I'm not sure. I don't remember that well. It was around that time, so it's very possible.
Oh, God.
But Roy died very suddenly, and the second Wilburys album, I don't remember what the first release was off it, but they had the photograph of Roy in the rocking chair.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was always, there was always something of Roy in the background of all the second album videos. So I'm reading about all this Wilbury stuff, I discover that Del Shannon, from way back in the Runaways days, who had really done a lot in the meantime, I mean, he had fought desperately to keep his career going, also became a major alcoholic and sobered up. And got Bob Seger started. He's from Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
Del Shannon was from Grand Rapids. And in fact, his first record deal was with a Detroit record company, not Motown. And
this is a lot of info to process.
I'm going the long way around here.
Well, it doesn't help when you're interrupted by things like,
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Well, it might be saving the story, actually, by making it a non-story.
Anyway, just for all the dudes on the stage, all y'all gay.
That was a promoter of that show.
Del Shannon became a big Bob Seger fan around 64, before Bob made it big, and he helped Bob get a deal. I think he produced Bob and got him on American Bandstand. So Del Shannon was very instrumental in Bob Seger's career, I mean, getting it started. So anyway, Del was looked at as the guy, the perfect replacement for Roy, because he had a great voice and he had an upper register. But it didn't happen because Del was terribly depressed and he shot himself in the head with a rifle.
Oh boy!
Oh,
so it's one of those.
Yeah, that's a really incredible synopsis.
Yeah, but prior to that, before that, I always thought that he just didn't want to join because, like, his other business ventures were doing so well. Like when he branched out and he did that Tim Hortons thing, you know, where Tim Horton created, you know, that the famous bakery and stuff like that. And then Del Shannon had Del Taco. So I'm.
Oh. Whoa. Boy, that was, I think somebody just went farther around in a circle than I did.
Oh, if it was. The topic wasn't dead. It certainly is now.
Thanks for making me look better. Thanks for making it look better.
I just I love that Brandon heard Del and just thought of Del Tacos.
I think it was actually teamwork on Brandon's part. He was trying to help me. Anyway.
Were you worried someone was going to steal that joke, Brandon, the whole time he was telling the story?
That's why I had the rim shot cued.
But I don't know if anybody remembers this. I do. In 83, a big, just like Roy Orbison, when everyone tried to get Humpty Dumpty off the ground, which is Roy Orbison, and wrote a song for him, and he had the black and white HBO special. There's at least three people who remember this. Bono wrote a song for him. Elvis Costello wrote a song for him. Springsteen, who loved Roy, wrote
a
song
load.
For him. It was a lot of work. I mean, his career was
blind.
Really in the ditch, although he did well.
That's right, Trudy is blind.
He did well in a lot of ways. I mean, soundtracks, and he was still a great singer and a great live act.
4 years old.
In 83, a lot of these guys tried to do the same thing with Del Shannon because they thought he was so great. And the Heartbreakers, Ben Montench, Tom Petty, and Mike Campbell, also Jeff Lynne, helped put together an album for Del Shannon, and it just didn't happen. But I'm listening to
it. That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
No, it didn't. But play Walk Away by Del Shannon from 83, and tell me, I immediately smelled Jeff Lynne. I know that sounds really weird.
Gross.
I could smell Jeff Lynne from the first chord.
Musty. Yeah. The afro. You smelled the afro?
Oh, yeah.
It almost sounds like... It almost sounds like pre-Wilburys Wilburys.
Oh, yeah. It does.
He is no longer with us.
He died.
He did. Every time I have to lie, it tears me apart. I even knew when the vocal was coming. Every time I see you cry. Does this sound like a Wilbury song? Is there a song that stole this?
Here's a song by a gay guy.
That's a good question. It's got the same beat.
It sounds often familiar.
Hey, that's a catchy tune.
I've been looking for that. Is that one of the new ones we got?
Wait. Somebody just emailed in wanting that drop.
I've been looking for that one. Well done,
I know.
Brandon.
It hasn't been easy to find. There's, you know.
Hey, that is a good song.
Fortunately, the Downtown Development Authority is going to rescue all of us from this disaster because they are providing the Lyft rides this weekend. If you want to go into town tonight, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, if you want to check out any of the fine retailers or restaurateurs in Royal Oak, Lyft. Use the code R-O, I'm sorry, go to R-O, G-O, the letter, the G-O, the number
two. Why don't you start over?
G-O, the number two, R-O, go to R-O. That's the code to get $10 off on your Lyft ride into Royal Oak. And it's the same code you'll use when you're going home, and you'll get $10 off both ways. So they may owe you money by the end if you live close enough.
Keep taking trips.
Yeah, you could get wealthy on this program. Oh,
$10 at a time.
Speaking of, stand by for more information from the Downtown Development Authority. Yeah. You know what the deal is, Mark.
Oh, yeah. That's actually really cool.
It's pretty much free money.
It's pretty brilliant.
It is.
What? I don't know who's in charge over there, but that guy's got some good ideas.
I mean, there are people who are just fighting their asses off to keep people in business right now. And Royal Oak is really doing a great job, I think, because Royal Oak is, people are in Royal Oak again. It's not crazy, old, you know, nutty Friday night Royal Oak, but it's, you know, if you want to see people walking around, you'll see some people there. And
there's retail there. There's stores there. It's all salons, some yoga places.
You can have a great night out and not worry about transportation. The Royal Oak DDA offering you transportation access when you use Lyft with $10 off on the ride in, $10 off on the ride home, $20. Go2RO. And, of course, they're following all the safety guidelines, as are the businesses, social distancing and masks. And we are hoping that you can self-certify as well and make this promise. I don't think the drivers will be making you promise to them, but there's a degree of assumption here that we're all being safe, just like everybody else is being safe, right?
Yeah, everyone's
except
safe.
For the gyms, man, those gym owners that got busted,
you know.
Yeah, where's that Lincoln Park, the one big story that they went in?
I gotta tell you, I just, the gym thing is, oh, here we go. Thanks a lot, Trudy.
But I will say this about the Lincoln Park gym that closed. They were warned. They were warned a couple times, whether you like it or don't.
I'm just asking because I don't know, and it's not going to change their situation any. But were people wearing masks in the gym? Were there big clumps of people in the gym?
There were 12 people working out. The owner said that they socially distanced. So, I mean, if you take my word.
I have to tell you, in my gym, I have no concern whatsoever. Ooh. Yes.
Ooh!
I have no concern. I can ride the bike plenty far. There's so many places to work out in there. I can lift weights far from anyone. I can wear my mask. I can wear gloves. And it's really not a big deal. And then I look at, college football teams are practicing and nobody cares.
Well, they care because they're not. Well, Ohio State shut down.
Well, yeah, they shut down because they had to, because so many people got COVID, but no one made them shut down.
I've got to believe that Michigan's going to be shutting down anytime soon, because remember we heard there were
They only have two cases. I know.
Well, I kind of wondered about that, too. Can you really lie about it? Because
I don't know.
I'm sure the health department knows when there's positive tests.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if they are, good for them. I just have to laugh when I don't hear anyone of a position of power saying, hey, look, this football, you're tackling each other. You're sweating and spitting on each other. You can't play football. We can't even let people go to health clubs.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, really? And
they're not going to play football. I love that they're trying.
No, they're just going to play a conference schedule. Yeah, I just heard that today.
The Big Ten is moving to a conference-only model because by limiting competition to other Big Ten institutions, the conference will have the greatest flexibility to adjust its own operations throughout the season and make quick decisions in real time based on the most current evolving medical advice and the fluid nature of the pandemic. Translation, if we have to cancel a game or two because of a lot of positive tests, we'll have spaces in the schedule to make them up in a month.
How stupid is that season going to be?
It's incredibly stupid. It's going to be very stupid.
I saw that the ACC, which would be my conference, is a Hokie. The ACC.
Well, the Hokies are affected by this, by the way, because Penn State was supposed to play there this year.
Oh.
I think, right?
Man,
yeah.
How do we keep getting boned out of all our good home games? Because Michigan canceled us. Yep. Now Penn State. When's Wisconsin next? We have Wisconsin on the schedule, too.
What's going on down there, man? Why does nobody want to travel down there?
How's the Mac looking?
Fantastic.
I don't know anything about the Mighty Mac.
Tons of Mac-tion.
Is the Mac, are they all practicing?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I assume they are.
Trudy's the first person to ask the question.
Congratulations.
Because I wanted to participate. Aww.
Someone Google Bowling Green football and let's see what's going on there. But the ACC announced today that You know what? This COVID thing is serious.
Falcons fight for victory. Show your spirit. Make them fear it. Fight for OBG.
Oh, sounds like a great
forward
one.
Forward Falcons, keep the contest keen. Shout out the fame of our mighty name and win for Bowling Green.
Yes. 16. Sat. Hot.
Could, you know, we have a new number for the Fights on the Turd.
We should try him today, been, man.
We made up with Mel. I mean, there aren't that many people left. Rob Schneider, of course, we have a little thing going with him.
All I want to say is the tracking down the Fights on Turd, we came across, I think, the most boring video that is on YouTube, and it features him. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
What's it about?
He's doing I don't even want to give too much away, but he's doing a presentation within his industry and his business, and it is such a snooze.
Oh, yeah, it has nothing to do with fight songs.
No,
yeah, I remember now. I dream we ever did it quickly.
And if we wanted to try the fight song turn, I also found the number to our good old pal John Hagensicker.
How you doing?
Oh.
Not good when your caller ID says 1111111 because that's not truthful.
I found his number.
Oh, someone else. Another drop that has been dialed in is stand by for the incredible adventures of Luke Sissyfag.
Oh,
was that the one?
Wow, yeah, Luke Sissyfag, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was his name. I'm not saying anything out of line here.
This is real name. We should call him up.
Luke Sissyfag's his name. His parents named him that. I'm pretty sure.
I bet you he's listed as that. Do you want me to look him up?
Yeah, he's funny as hell. I mean, he interrupted
a... Stay tuned for the next exciting chapter in The Adventures of Luke Sissyfag.
What? Where's that been?
It's on Yuppie Slayer.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that Luke, he was an activist. He was gay, believe it or not.
What?
He interrupted a service that Bill and Hillary Clinton were at, and I forgot what he yelled at them, but it was something, might have been about AIDS funding or something.
Did he yell this?
You are gay!
Shut up!
Didn't
that used to end
laughing?
With a guy going, shut up!
Yes.
Yelling back at the crowd at Springer.
Yeah, because he was angry, because he's not gay.
That means he's totally gay. He's going to protest that much.
Well, since we're talking about all these phone calls, and they all sound good, we also have numbers for, potentially in the Hall Financial Hotline, for the restaurant where 50 Cent was, I guess some guy was kind of giving him shit. I don't know how much crap he was giving him, but he was talking to him, and the next thing you know, 50 Cent starts throwing tables and chairs at this guy, and over the railing, because it was outside, he's literally throwing chairs over the railing at this guy, who leaves, I'm told, in a white Rolls Royce.
Nice.
That was the real capper.
Fitty was not wearing a mask either.
He's impervious to disease.
Well.
But not bullets.
I did mention Jim Bentley and Zot Ford earlier. There's also our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com. They're all COVID ready. COVID ready. They all have dealt with COVID and social distancing and masking and getting you vehicles if you don't want to go to the dealership. And they're offering great deals during the Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Drive Forward event, like the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $180 a month. Or if you like Jeeps, the 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass at $155 a month. There's the 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee at $247 a month. And the Wrangler. Get Zot employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing, and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. And you better get going because the deals are drying up, as is the inventory, although they are churning it out again now. So go to DealsInTheD.com. Bentley said today there are some good deals left. He said sometimes you have to really hunt for them, but... there are some good deals out there.
Best way to hunt is just by calling him.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything around here, right?
Yeah, do call
Happy
Jim.
Birthday, Juice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. How old is Juice today?
It's the 34th anniversary of my 39th birthday. You didn't hear him say that?
No, I did not. Can you hold that thought for 1 second?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear that if I can. David Hall and Hall Financial. Of course, we'll be on the Hall Financial Hotline shortly, hopefully. And... they're telling you that if you haven't refinanced in the last year, Hall Financial feels they can help. And I heard numbers like 2.5% interest rates now, 2.9%. In fact, I heard from somebody who got 2.9, and I forgot what they were at, but it was much higher. They're saving a ton of money, and they're saving money every month, and that's found money when you can do that, because you sign up for that mortgage, and you're like, oh, God, 30 years, every month, this amount of money, that's a big commitment. But then when you knock a couple hundred bucks off it, it's a big deal. So why not give it a try and call Hall Financial? They're quick, too. I mean, refi, to me, it sounds like doing taxes almost. You know, papers, where's this and where's that? And, oh, my God, I'm going through that misery right now because I'm just finishing my taxes.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea. It blindsided me.
What blindsided you? Oh, that it was due?
Yeah.
I know. Trudy, it seemed like it was just tabled.
That it was going to be over.
Nobody
was
worried.
In fact, I called the dude. I called my guy today, and he goes, yeah, about 10 days ago, they decided they were going to maybe put the brakes on it. And then no, I'll make them pay taxes anyway.
that's kind of bogue.
Well, you still have to pay. I mean, pay it even if you don't file.
So,
right?
You know, if you owe money, then you might want to check in with Hall Financial, and maybe in the savings you can pay the taxes that you owe because they offer lower payments, better options, more personal attention. NMLS number 1467435. They're an equal housing lender at Hall Financial.
You want to hear the Juice's
yes.
birthday party? I'll play it, Brandon, so we can
it's critical.
Show it up there just so you know. Here he is.
Hey, Twitter world, it's
Hi,
me,
Juice.
Yours truly.
How are you?
Well, today I'm celebrating my 34th annual 39th birthday.
What you do to that? Good one, Juice.
And I woke up this morning reminiscing about a lot of things, but reminiscing about sports because of Corona. Who knows what we're going to have this fall and how important sports has been to me. I remember when I was 10 years old running from grammar school down to Seals Stadium because I wanted to see this guy, Willie Mays.
And
first time I saw him run down a fly ball and then catch it with that basket catch, he was my hero from that point on.
You pause?
Yes.
Is he saying that he was a Willie Mays fan when he was playing minor league baseball? Because Seals Stadium, isn't that where, wasn't Willie Mays playing AAA in Seals, or is that where the Giants played then? I want a forensic accountant to find out if he really went to Seals Stadium.
What year did they move out there?
To California, they moved out in 60 or 59, I think.
It was demolished in 59.
Seals Stadium?
Yeah.
So he's talking about before he played for the New York Giants.
Are you calling OJ a liar?
Yes, I am.
what a
he is suggesting
thing.
That he knew what a big deal Mickey Willie Mays was when he was playing for the minor leagues. And, of course, the great story is that Willie was brought up by Leo Durocher after the season started, not because they were trying to save a year of service because they didn't do shit like that in 1951.
Yeah.
And Willie went 0 for his first 17 and asked Leo Durocher, Leo the Lip, to bench him. And Leo said, no way, I'm penciling in every day. And Mays hit a home run, I believe off Warren Spahn, his next at bat. Off somebody good. So there you go.
Let's get back to a liar.
How fortunate I was to see Muhammad Ali in his prime do that
liar
shuffle. And how honored I was when he showed up at my original 34th surprise party at Pips in Los Angeles. I was thinking about seeing Gale Sayers on TV run for 6 touchdowns against my beloved 49ers and how lucky
in the
I
mud
was to follow Tiger Woods around the golf course back in his...
Oh, she a kid then,
too? At the top
of
his game, when I thought he was going to, win 100 tournaments, those four guys are probably my favorite all-time.
What's up to do with his birthday?
I'm not saying the best. They were just my
favorite. 100
Seen a lot of changes. I remember standing on the sideline doing the
he's
national
getting
anthem looking
saying.
Across the field at the University of Texas. It was my second game at USC. And I didn't see one black face. Back then, blacks weren't allowed to play in the big southern schools. Look at the sidelines today, and boy, has that changed.
And that's why he was charged with murder,
because changes,
he's black.
What about this guy?
He's not black.
You know, he's a highest paid player through most of my career.
But racism is why
Buffalo.
They said he stabbed those people that he stabbed.
Because why? Oh, that's
racism
right.
Racism is because that's why they said he did it. Even though he did do it,
that's right,
they wouldn't
right.
have said it if they weren't racist and immediately start thinking about him. Because he did do it, but that's beside the point.
They were just dying to set up O.J.
Yeah, Neil Black.
Beloved football player.
And to take down the most beloved athlete who was revered by all, the nice, friendly O.J. who flew through the airport, What bigger get would there be than O.J. Simpson to take down?
Jason wrote on Facebook, he goes, man, the Juice has witnessed everything except the killing of his wife. That is stellar.
But I was thinking today of the 11 years that I played, the money that I made.
Oh, God. Cry.
Came up to about $500 million less what this guy's going to be making on this contract.
Hilarious.
You know? I know what my birthday wish is. Yeah. I wish that I'm around to watch Patrick Mahomes at the end of this contract. I'm just saying, hey, stay healthy, stay safe, take care.
Hopefully no one murders you and he'll be around, Juice.
Oh, my God.
I love his sign-off. It is the best.
Murder lover.
There's something strangely acceptable about his tweets. I don't know why. I will listen.
He's
to
our
him.
Favorite murderer.
Because he's entertaining, Drew. It's as simple as that.
Is he more popular than Bundy? Because Bundy, I mean, we all know if Bundy had an Instagram page today, people would be crazy following Bundy.
He probably wouldn't murder as many women because he'd be too busy doing selfies.
And he's hot. Chicks loved him. He was so hot. I mean, when he had that bug and everybody knew that Volkswagen bug was the responsible party for killing those people, was in that bug. Remember, he got those two girls from that beach party to help him when he's faking his arm injury, carry his surfboard to the bug. And they knew it was the bug, and they still got in the car with him because he was that hot.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That could be Juice.
Well.
I'm just saying.
Okay, briefly on sports, I just want to say this. Ohio State shut down football.
Hilarious.
Okay, there must be at least seven players dead for them to shut down football. That's my guess.
Well, I will say, in reading that article about them shutting down, if I could find it, but they're saying all the other sports that started up at Ohio State, trying to say that, well, it might not be football players. But we all know, if it wasn't football players, they wouldn't have shut it down.
Did they say how many people tested positive?
I'm looking for it. I thought I
No, they would not have tested. So. And the point I was trying to make a minute ago about the ACC and my beloved Hokies was that the ACC today announced that, you know, we're pushing back the fall season. COVID is so bad. All fall sports are pushed back to September the 1st, except football. The one sport that would pass COVID around 5,000 times faster than cross country or fall golf.
How much money does cross country make?
Or soccer. I know, but it's just...
It's ludicrous.
It's hard to digest. It's so stupid. And I really got angry at Harbaugh yesterday, not because he's pro-life, and I guess that was old news anyway.
Well, not old news, but I think I looked it up after you and I talked about it earlier. It was about 3 months ago or 2 months ago where he did an interview and mentioned something about it.
The only reason I was entertained by that was because I thought, oh, he's pro-life. That can't be okay with the cult. Is the cult just going to pretend they didn't hear it? Is that the best way to deal with it?
I would, if people are shocked that a football coach is...
No, let's not change the issue. You're doing what I think the cult would do, though. That's... Okay,
no, I'm saying if members of the cult are mad about that and surprised, I think they should think about other college football coaches, especially ones at Michigan. I'm sure they were probably pro-life, too. There's a lot of God in football in this country. A lot of religion behind it.
I wouldn't think that would be the campus to be pro-life on, though.
Why not?
As a very large figure. Because I wouldn't think it would go over well. That's all.
Well, he's still a very strict Catholic. Remember, he met the Pope. He gave the Pope a football helmet, which I'm sure is in the garbage can somewhere in the Vatican right now.
No, it's not in the garbage can.
Hey, well, by the way, you missed the little drama on the side while you guys were talking about that and the cult.
What drama?
Kristen was almost in the picture.
What?
Talking to Brandon, and then Brandon is giving
no,
her.
No, it wasn't Kristen. It was Kristen's mom.
Oh.
Well, she can show up on camera. Kristen's mom I will accept in place of Kristen. If Kristen absolutely cannot appear on camera, Kristen's mom would be acceptable.
Let's see her.
Cindy, do you want to wave hi?
Who's my mom?
Cindy will show us.
Who's my mom?
She will show us why Kristen is so beautiful.
Hi. There,
of course.
God.
Look at that. Are you sure is that Kristen's sister or is that her mother?
I like you, Cindy.
That's Kristen's mother.
Kristen looks like her mother, doesn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow,
that's good.
No, Kristen takes the most beautiful pictures, and I'm not kidding. I've never seen Kristen take anything less than the most beautiful picture, and I bet her mother probably does the same. Well, I'll check, though, to make sure. Okay, she can be dismissed. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Kristen's mom.
Thank you, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Okay,
so
like
she helps out with Madeline.
So why?
Yeah, she helps out with Madeline on the long days.
Nice.
What was?
Can I drop my kids off there too.
What was pissing me off about what Harbaugh said yesterday is actually I understand what he was saying when he said these players have worked their whole lives for this. You know, in sort of implying that, you know, we got to do this. This is part of society. We got to play football. And I know he said that if there's no students on campus, obviously, I mean, we all know that. But anyway, a lot of these businesses are people who've worked all their lives to start a health club or to do this or to do that. They didn't start COVID either.
Look, his opinion is compromised because of what he does.
Well, you know, I don't see people tackling each other at health clubs and restaurants. I mean, I think that's it's a little bit of a stretch for him to say that.
It's stupid because they're not going to play.
I forgot. No, I'm not convinced they aren't. And by the way,
the other very hilarious aspect of this, and I only realized it because, and the aspect being of teams going all conferences doing only conference schedules.
Yes.
Who's Notre Dame going to play?
Well, that's a big money game, so it's a TV game.
Yeah, but if
you gotta play Notre Dame. So Michigan's not playing Notre Dame?
No, I don't think they're off the schedule for a few years, but I think Ohio State was. Let me check their schedule and see who else they were playing. Are they just gonna be playing?
They might be playing the Hokies.
Army and Navy and Air Force.
Yeah, maybe.
What a fun schedule.
Well, anyway, if they do play football, I want to say this, in spite of my mini rant there. If they play football, I will be closer to the TV than Nancy Kerrigan's mom watching because I'll be so pumped to see college football. I really will. Remember how close she was to the TV?
Yes.
Yeah.
God, the worst person to watch TV with is Nancy Kerrigan's mom. Not even close.
So is the AC...
Although maybe her brother, though, because her brother's a murderer, right?
Yeah.
Her brother murdered, brother murdered her dad.
That's right.
What's a tough family.
A crazy family.
Absolutely.
I forgot that Notre Dame does have that deal with the ACC. So
yeah, so those are conference games, quote unquote.
Kind of.
Are the Hokies on their schedule?
Negative.
Hokies lost. Really? Hokies lost in the last 30 seconds last year.
Oh boy, still smart, son.
Yeah, it does a little bit. Okay, so I wanted to. I would like to do something with the Hall Financial Hotline because we do have the 50 Cent restaurant number. We also have the number where a UFC guy went cuckoo. And there are so many people. Why is everyone going cuckoo? Why are people wanting to fight? And is it this? Because this isn't a mask thing.
I don't know.
The device is working. Just all of the unemployment, all of the.
This guy, you know, who's a UFC guy. And by the way, shouldn't UFC guys be the last guys to be punching people?
They should be the first ones. They're professionals.
But
they've got cabin fever.
We all know they can really pack a punch, and they probably can really hurt somebody. And there's this guy who's probably, what is this guy, 65 years old, who's trying to reason with him, and he just starts punching this guy.
Wait a sec. Was that guy really trying to reason with him? Because at the end, he started getting in the MMA guy's fight. Because I said to Brandon, I go, look at the balls on that old timer. Because he mocks him. He does that thing like, will you do this? And then where you mock the voice, you're like, me, 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 me.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
And then let's play the audio.
And then he calls him a fat,
you better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
And then he calls him a fat fuck. and then it's
on.
You
think I could take him in a fight?
He called Mike Perry a fat fuck?
No, Mike Perry called him a fat fuck.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. Let me find it again.
No, why?
You
why did
go?
Why did Mike Perry start throwing the N-word around? Because he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't even see any black people in the picture.
I didn't either.
You want some too, old man?
It's pretty cool though that it's a pretty nice steakhouse, and then you have this MMA guy in shorts yelling at people.
Is he being denounced by all his MMA friends? Are they all saying he must go?
I doubt it. Conor
McGregor, I mean, he pounds the shit out of people.
He just tweeted, no comment, Mike Perry did.
No apology?
He just wrote, no comment.
Shouldn't he go to the Holocaust Museum or something?
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like a place where you go to make things better.
Because Julian Edelman
nobody
needs a
goes.
Julian Edelman needs a travel partner, apparently.
Oh, because DeSean Jackson's not going? I have not seen, DeSean Jackson has not said he will go to the Holocaust Museum with Julian Edelman, the Jewish Patriots wide receiver who has made that offer. He also offered to go to the African American Museum after they go to the Holocaust Museum so that he can learn too, and then have a burger and an uncomfortable conversation, which sounded, I have to tell you, that didn't sound like a day I would look forward to.
No, no. I mean, yeah.
You know, call me horrible, but I don't think going to the Holocaust Museum and the African American Museum an uncomfortable conversation. I don't know. Does anyone need that?
Did you see his response was, well, I didn't deny the Holocaust. Why do I need to go to that museum? That was his response.
He should have invited Bernard Kilpatrick along. Did he ever go?
He'll never go.
He never went.
No. Okay, so here's Mike Perry in this very nice looking steakhouse.
No, I'll stay here. Let's go. I'll stay here.
I don't even know what they're yelling about either. He's just yelling because they're trying to make him leave.
Okay, someone touched him. Is what his original complaint was, that someone touched him.
How dare they?
Yeah, kind of like the ladies in the, you know, you dumbass bitch, and then she pulled the gun.
Yeah.
In Troy or wherever that was.
Don't touch people.
No. What do you want?
Go, Mike. Here's your phone.
So that's his, I guess, girlfriend or girls who's with him. Because there's another guy and another girl with him. Very attractive, based on this video.
I noticed her.
But they get in a fight. They get in an argument.
I'll just wait here, bro. Don't worry about it. No. Y'all want to call? Y'all calling the cops? I'll stay. Because if I leave, y'all calling. No. I have a side. I don't have to go anywhere.
Touch her again, motherfucker.
Tell them to bring the. Are you bringing the cops?
Because did he say, touch her again, motherfucker? Is that what the old timers can do?
If I leave again, did you touch me?
No, sir,
oh, you didn't touch me?
He was trying to calm you down, bro. You were hitting
me. He touched me. So he touched me.
Here's the old man talking back now.
You can lie to me if you want to.
You hit him, the old man says.
You hit him. But y'all gonna tell the police that I fucking
That's where he mocks him. He's like, well, but you're gonna go tell the police I did this. And the guy mocked him like, I'll go tell the police.
Okay, I have to ask a rhetorical question. Am I a horrible person? Is there something terrible going on inside me and in my brain? Because I was listening to this without seeing it. Actually, no, I had seen it. But I thought that Mike Perry was black. Based on his voice?
That's pretty racist.
No, Mike Perry is white.
No, I thought he was. I'm just saying, I know he's white, but I thought he was black listening to his voice. So just for anybody who's hearing it, not seeing it, I'm just saying.
Did you think that before he hurled out all the N-words? Or was the N-word what made you think that?
No, I was just listening, hearing his voice. I just thought he was a black guy because I don't know UFC.
Oh, that's interesting.
Just saying.
That's right. You hit him, bro. You hit him. But y'all gonna tell the police that I fucking am
you know the devil police.
I'm not.
Hey,
don't mock him.
Yo, that's how
you do it, motherfucker.
Then he called the old timer called him a motherfucker.
Hey.
And Perry just lays him out with one hit. I think my favorite part is I feel like he is very justified in what he did. Because he just kind of sits down like, yeah, well, that's what you get.
Back the fuck up! Call the police!
Please, stop!
Call the police! I do shit! Nah, nigga, fuck you, nigga!
Back the fuck up! Could somebody shut that girl up, by the way, please?
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Well, clearly, it's all her fault for,
The voice is just piercing as hell.
Well, she was starting the fight with them when they were leaving. She just would have gone along, shut her yapper.
Was he really leaving?
I'm just kidding. Glad somebody reacted. Thank you, Trudy.
Bitch! You ain't on my side, bitch!
That motherfucker is out!
Y'all don't see shit how it is! Y'all don't want to see shit!
You all don't want to see shit. That's how it ended.
My.
We're becoming more civilized as a species, that's for sure.
I swear to God, if I were the president right now, which is a big stretch, I think I would hold a press conference and I would say, I think we all need to take a breather, so let's stop the lectures, let's stop the back and forth, let's stop the divisiveness.
How do I take a breather when I have to wear this damn mask?
Stop the tattletale.
Are you okay?
All the tattling. Everybody just shut the fuck up for a week. Can we just take a week off from this? Wouldn't it be healthy for us?
Get off of social media and everyone should.
Can we shut down Facebook, Instagram, Twitter for a week?
Take it away from people? Just everybody take turn your phone in.
Why? Okay, this is off topic, but this made me mad the other day. I read about this Yahoo employee who back-ended his way into all these accounts. He's a high-level engineer at Yahoo. And for some reason, all the accounts he got into were really attractive women.
Yeah.
And he started his own little file of, I guess, nudes that women have on their phones and places.
Oh, yeah.
And so, first of all, it made me mad that he got 5 years of probation, because the first time I read about this, they said, oh, he's going to go to jail. I mean, this is a real serious, serious breach. And, of course, any of the tech companies, this is one of the worst things.
You're about to lose your job.
I mean, there aren't many things worse that can happen than someone hunting down nude photos of just good-looking women who may be anybody, USA.
Yep.
And so I'm looking at the judgment, 5 years probation, blah, blah, blah. And nowhere did I see that what it should have said is no more internet for you.
Yeah.
And nowhere did I see that. Is he banned from the internet for any length of time?
You know what? That's a good question. He should be.
Shouldn't it be no internet for you?
Well, Michael Cohen was banned from the internet, and he started tweeting and was out too late, and he got thrown back in prison. I don't know if you saw that story.
Yeah. Is he back in jail?
Yeah, they threw him back in jail today. But he's
for tweeting?
For tweeting and for being out at that restaurant outside the hours he's supposed to be out doing stuff.
You know, it's interesting. I wish that all probations were taken as seriously as that, because I can't believe the shit people do on probation. And look, Chris Brown, for example. Do you suppose Chris Brown may have violated his probation somewhere online in any of those fights?
Of course he did.
Tekashi was on double secret. He was on triple secret probation because he took the sex video of the 13-year-old. He was nude with a 13-year-old on Instagram, I think it was. And that was after his other, which was like, okay, we're going to do a really long probation for this instead of putting you away. And when that happened, no, the female happened first. I'm sorry. The second one was, I don't remember what it was, but it was serious. And immediately they said, there's no way he's avoiding jail time. And sure enough, he avoided jail time. And not only that, not only did they extend his probation, the next day he was involved in a shooting when
his people,
he decided to confront a record executive who was having lunch, and one of his guys shot a friend of the record executive, and he still didn't get taken in. Jeez. It took videos of armed robberies, videos of assaults, videos of shootings to even bring him in for, he spent a whole 20 months, I think, in prison.
Mm-hmm. Well, it pays to have money. Here's the full.
And his career is on fire. I mean, the guy's doing great. I'm so happy for him.
The full story of this Yahoo engineer. So 5 years probation, no jail time. Probation. Home confinement. He has to pay
all the internet you can handle.
He has to pay $5,000 fine. Has to pay $118,000 to Yahoo, where he worked.
He'll never pay it.
And the reason for the light sentence is because he cooperated with the investigation.
No.
Because he was such a good...
To an extent.
He got rid of the file.
He didn't publish them online. So that's
They never saw the file.
Right, because he had 6,000.
He beat off to them. Shouldn't he have gotten something for beating off to people that he didn't even know?
He had 6,000 nudes.
Yeah, those are always stored.
Or videos of just random, and I mean, that's probably the good stuff, too. That's the amateur stuff.
You know what? He should have to undergo electroshock treatments.
To erase his mind?
What electroshock treatments do is they make all things in your brain even.
Yeah.
So if you're obsessed, for example, let's just say that you're with some super-duper hot chick, and she dumped you, and you're obsessed. Oh, my God, I got to have her. Oh, my God, I got to have her. When you have electroshock treatments, it returns her to some normal place in your brain, along with, I wonder if the male's here yet.
Isn't that kind of the plot of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Yeah, except they erase it.
Oh.
They completely erase it.
Wouldn't that be great with this guy if they just put nude dudes in his mind instead? And any time he goes, I'm gonna beat off. Remember that one email I downloaded? Ah!
I love the idea, but I just cannot get over the fact. Is there any no more internet for you?
I do not see either way saying he's allowed to use it or he's not allowed to use it. 2 terabytes of data is what he's
stole. Stuck at home, though. He's going to be doing nothing but internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've actually identified half of the victims and contacted them, the police, the prosecutor.
Yeah,
know what they could do? They could throttle his internet so he couldn't get any
school. Oh, that's an even bad. That's like dangling it in front of him, Trudy.
What if they could? What if they could handcuff him so he couldn't pound off? He's handcuffed for his entire probation.
He has to wear.
He has to be spoon fed by someone.
He has to wear those gripping gloves constantly, so he can try to beat off, but it's really going to hurt.
What if they could just
lotion?
Wait. What if this is a really cool idea? What if they could make his hands? They could do some kind of plastic surgery on his hands where they made them sandpaper. They made them sandpaper, so he couldn't beat off. And if he tried, he would injure his wiener.
Or yet, better yet, Brandon, you know when Madeline was young, I'm sure you had them, the little mittens that go over their hands when they sleep so they can't scratch themselves. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, just
no,
put those gloves on.
No, I let my infant live on the wild side.
So they're not like mittens.
Put the cone of shame over his wiener.
It's kind of what it is. And so he would just be fumbling around with his dick like this. He wouldn't be able to do it.
Why don't people never act on all the great ideas that come out of this show? It's so frustrating.
It's brilliant.
Jesus. Okay.
Hey, one other note on Mike Perry, you know, and all the N-words he flew out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're kind of wondering if anybody's denounced like him using the N-word. Apparently, he used it back in January in a tweet directed at an actor.
Oh, okay.
He also called someone else my N-word in a tweet in 2018. And I thought there was one other example. So it's just a pretty common word.
Well, I bet you he's going to use the excuse that he was born and raised in Flint, and when he was in school, he claims that he was one of the only white kids that was in the entire school, and that's what led him to getting into UFC and MMA, because he had to fight because they just wanted to, you know, beat the crap out of him. And you know, so
that's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
Why? So he's allowed to?
I don't understand this business of giving some people so much benefit of the doubt and other people almost none.
Mm-hmm.
And another great example, and I was talking to a Jewish friend of mine who was noting the difference between Deshaun Jackson or Deshaun. Wait, is it Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Stephen Jackson, the cousin of George Floyd, who has lectured us nonstop about the horrors of racism, only
what
to say
retard last month.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
he called somebody
wow,
retard.
You're right.
Yeah.
Who was that? Oh, it was Drew Brees.
Yes. Yes. And remember, if you will, when Drew Brees said, and oh my, what a terrible person he is, that he cannot kneel for the national anthem because he thinks of his veteran grandfather, his uncle who served, and therefore he finds it, he cannot take a knee or sit down during the national anthem. In fact, it brings him to tears. He was blasted by virtually the entire NFL. I mean, almost his entire roster, the roster he's on, the New Orleans Saints, and on and on and on. Deshaun Jackson has been criticized by four people. Mm. I read an article this afternoon. Four people have responded, one of whom is Jewish, who are pro football players. Four people. Stephen Jackson, who said that he has nothing to apologize because it's true. What Hitler said is true, or what Hitler didn't say, but what it said Hitler said. But it was essentially, I mean, it was pretty brutal. He has been, to my knowledge, I don't think anyone's criticized Stephen Jackson.
Huh.
That's what I was looking for. Stephen Jackson did apologize. He said, I love Jews.
That would not really. That's not
count?
An apology.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, but that was after he said this joke. Which,
why do Jews play football? To get the quarterback.
He said, let's see. Well, I do have love for all, and I didn't support the post as far as Hitler. I don't support Hitler. I don't know nothing about Hitler, and I give a fuck about Hitler.
Well, that's interesting because he said that Deshaun Jackson had nothing to apologize
all
for.
All I know is that he was a cruel guy. Hitler? I don't stand for that, and I don't support him. My whole reason was supporting D-Jax was before I got on Instagram, he called me on the phone and told me they were threatening to fire him, but they didn't do that to Riley Cooper. And I'm like, you shouldn't have to apologize if they didn't make him apologize. And that was my whole thing. I don't hate Jews. I don't support Hitler. But they are wrong for how they're handling D-Jax because Cooper said the N-word publicly at a concert. They slapped him on the wrist, and he got a contract extension. So then he's going to the other thing. And then he said, today, I'm saying to you, Brian, fuck Hitler. I don't know who Brian is. Fuck Hitler. I love Jews, and I love everybody, and I stand on love for all those who have love for all.
Stand on love for all those who have love for all?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
And then he went on to talk about how much.
Hashtag fuck Hitler.
He, by the way.
He did go on to say how much he likes Farrakhan.
He is not. Oh, of course.
That's where it all comes from, man.
Well, why is it okay? Why is Farrakhan okay? Why is that okay?
Religious freedom, I guess.
But if you're going to lecture people nonstop about racism, and then you say that Farrakhan's okay.
Who's going to, I mean, what would you cancel Farrakhan for? I think most people believe Farrakhan is not okay.
I'm not going to cancel Farrakhan. I'm just saying, but if you revere what he says, and he says some pretty horrible things.
Yeah, he does. He's terrible.
He believes in black supremacy, doesn't he?
My point is, he's got freedom of religion and freedom of speech. He's not going to be arrested for it, but I don't think anybody's going to sponsor
him. I don't think Drew Brees
him.
Could have said that his comments were related to religion and it would have passed.
Yeah, but
don't
that's
because
he plays in the NFL.
So does DeSean Jackson.
I know. We were talking about Farrakhan, though.
Maybe certain people get mulligans, you know, like social mulligans. And some people get more than others.
Yeah,
but
of course
I guess
they do.
I'm just a little taken aback when someone says that that comment about Hitler does not require an apology, and that person's been lecturing over and over and over. In fact, and he lectured Drew Brees. I mean, he was all over Drew Brees.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting when the shoe's on the other foot. Sometimes, I don't know, you have to wonder. But moving along.
You about to lose your job.
Let's talk about the boner line in a second. What are people talking about on the boner line?
Oh, well, you know, to tell you the truth, I'm still catching up because we've been, you know, inundated by so many phone calls, which is great. 209-66-BONER. You can call or text. And because I'm so far behind, I think we finally have reached some congratulatory comments about episode 1000, which was a week or two ago. So, yeah,
wow.
There's some good, happy stuff in this one.
Oh, feels man. Cool.
I'll tell you, the boner line seems like it's more of a problem than an asset to the show.
No, I don't think it's a problem. The only thing is I didn't.
You need to hire somebody to listen to some of it so you can listen to less of it?
Have Cindy listen to it.
I didn't realize that the amount of phone calls would just continue to increase like they have. I mean, right now.
That's good. That's a good problem.
No, it is a good problem. It just takes time. Last night I cleared them out. Let's see. Right now. In a 24-hour period, I have 75 more calls, and that ranges anywhere from 20 seconds to 3 minutes. So, you know, there's times where I'm spending countless hours dumping them down. So I'm catching up.
Well, okay. On that note, I will mention that...
sounds like a great one.
Jim Bentley, Anthony Ketchum, Steve Gabar, and the hottest staff in Oakland County are at Zot Ford, and they would love to serve you. They'd love to find you a car. And COVID is not an excuse. If you're putting off getting a car, if your car should be returned because the lease is up, you might as well return it because you can get your new car, and they've got great deals, and they've also got the Ford promise. If you're saying, oh, but I could be canceled because I can't control what I say on the internet, and I say crazy things on Twitter, no, not an excuse because of the Ford promise. The Ford promise is they promise that when you buy or lease your new or pre-loved vehicle from our friends at Zot Ford, they promise to...
Promises, yeah. That's all I get from you. I can't believe your promises.
And there's nothing more fair than comparing a Mike Clark promise to a Zot Ford promise.
Those Zots are fulfilled.
Kind of like to hear the Mike Clark promise song. Do we have that?
Yeah.
We do, don't we? Okay, hang on. Let me just wrap this up. Zot Ford, they promise to buy your vehicle back with no penalty to you if you lose your job anytime during the next 12 months. It's that simple. Enjoy the peace of mind knowing if you're about to lose your job, they'll take your vehicle back.
You about to lose your job.
No questions asked, no penalty to you, no blemishes on your credit, no joke. So boogie on down to Zot Ford or call Anthony on the magic line, the Bat Phone, 248-215-5151. By the way, Pylon has a nice cover of the Batman theme. Just saying. 248-215-5151 or contact Jim Bentley.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
If you don't know how to contact Jim Bentley, just email me, drew@drewandmikepodcast.com, or email Mark or Trudy
or
Brandon.
Tweet Jim.
Tweet at Bentley.
Seriously.
Is it Jim Bentley? Is that his?
No.
What is it?
It's like Bentis.
Jim Bentley 22, right?
No, don't tweet him. That's what he gets for having a stupid
What's that, his
hand.
Kickball number? Jesus. Jim Bentley 22. How would anyone guess that?
His kickball number.
It is. It's at Jim Bentley 22.
Makes it so hard.
It's his favorite age.
See their incredible deals and surf their massive inventory at dealsintheD.com. And then there are our friends at.
Joining the promises first?
Hang on one second.
Manscaped, my fault.
A lot of people are going through tough times, as the Ford promise would indicate. Some people have lost their jobs, or they're not sure how long they're going to hang on to their jobs, or they were
about to lose your job,
or they were having financial problems before we even went into COVID, and bankruptcy is a consideration, unfortunately, that many have to think about. Well, Tad Klimek practices exclusively in Chapter 7 Fresh Starts and Chapter 13 Restructuring. It's a solo practice. You talk to him, no paralegals, no weasels that you'll be shuffled off to, plus consultations are free. And because nobody's going places to do this, because otherwise you might get into a big scuffle over not wearing a mask.
I never went bankrupt.
Or it's just a pain in the ass. They're doing everything on Zoom or on the phone. So you can FaceTime with them and talk about this and go nowhere. And it's free. The consultation is, it's more important than ever to call him if you're having problems like this. Go to klimeklawoffice.com, K-L-I-M-M-E-K, lawoffice.com, K-L-I-M-M-E-K, lawoffice.com. It's Tad answering the questions. He won't hide any fees or costs, so if you're feeling the pressure, visit K-L-I-M-M-E-K, lawoffice.com. Take advantage now. Know your options before you have none.
Oh, this is it. We're closing the doors this week.
Is that actual audio from Tad?
Yeah, or someone who's going bankrupt, I guess.
Talking drops with Tad, too. Yeah, let's hear the Promises song.
Can you run down Mike Clark's list of things to do?
You're supposed to go eat at Four Seasons Restaurant.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
I might do that over Christmas vacation. Wait a minute.
Can I believe?
I overcommit myself. You won't
deceive. I knew that wouldn't pan out.
How about over Christmas vacation if I do that?
Get Dolly.
Bring her here by May in the plane.
We're going to go gambling with my dad.
Huh. In studio helicopter flight by the end of January.
Stop making promises, promises, promises. That's all I get from you. I can't believe your promises. They never do come true.
I worked on that like a son of a bitch, and I talked to his people, and that ended up to be a real cluster bleep. These are all things I want to do that I just don't end up having time to do. I overcommit myself.
Okay.
Oh, Christ, am I overwhelmed. I mean, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, what about that Reuben sandwich with Lucy?
See, these things I want to do. This is what you people don't understand.
What about his seaplane rating?
You know, the problem was I wanted a specific airplane for that. I didn't want these Piper Cubs and some of these other planes. I wanted a Cessna 182. And
radio for three.
I'm making promises, promises, promises. That's all I get from you. I can't believe your promises. They never do.
Mark and I are still looking for that meal in Charlevoix.
God damn it, I'm so overwhelmed. I do want to quit smoking, or at least cut it way back, way back. Call Walter's dad over vacation, talk about flying. Go to Porsche's restaurant. I'm going to commit to some things here.
Stop making all those silly promises. You don't mean a thing you say.
Well, I'm going to bring in, Drew, a little electric helicopter that Matt Cunyata's made for me. I'm going to fly it in this studio. And that's going to happen. That's a brand new promise. Maybe I have ADD, Drew.
I need Ritalin to get
this stuff done.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Oh, boy, the helicopter.
The helicopter is one thing that happened,
the
right?
The only one, and I was keeping track, it's the only one promise in there that was fulfilled is that he did fly a mini helicopter.
He didn't.
Who was Dolly? I can't remember who
from
Dolly.
From Survivor.
Oh.
And he was just in love with it. There's another story about it. Because she came in, remember?
Oh,
yes,
I
boy.
Do.
He didn't
and
fly her in.
I feel like it's a spruce goose. Whoa. It's like a bee's coming at me. Does anyone have the feeling that there's nobody has any clue where that thing is going? Wait. Oh, it's about 2 inches from the ground. He's hovering. Mike is actually hovering. It's awfully close to the building. Oh.
It's about 6 feet off the ground, 8 feet off the ground.
Oh.
Headed towards the speaker.
Oh.
Headed towards one of our backyard greens here.
Oh, God.
Boy, I tell you, this is a high wire act if I've ever seen one.
Oh, the rotor! The rotor hit!
The rotor hit one of the stands for our tent here, and you can see it coming.
Yeah, that rotor is history.
Oh, we need some comment from Matt Kenyatta. Did Matt build that thing?
I think he did. That was the big one. Isn't it funny how there's like remote control helicopters everywhere now and drones? And
that was really cool. Were you guys all there, or Brandon probably wasn't, when Mike flew that thing at the Royal Oak Music Theater?
Oh, yeah. That was very... That was dangerous.
Oh, boy.
They were the only place that would allow him to fly it, because the Silver Dome notoriously said, you can't fly that in here. You'll cut up the AstroTurf.
But we had a whole crowd of people there, and it got really close to people. It was, yeah. And the rotor goes really fast.
And that was not like a mini helicopter. That rotor was, 4 feet long, right?
Yeah, that was a mighty impressive.
How fast?
Oh, gosh. I mean, that was a big grinder. Chopper. Yeah.
He could have beheaded someone. He seriously could have beheaded someone at the Royal Oak Music Theater. But somehow he didn't. So, to his credit.
Master pilot.
It was a great day. I mean, I'm glad the Mike Clark that was at the studio when he flew that thing that hit the side of the tent. I'm glad it wasn't that Mike Clark that night, because it could have been bad. But
are we going to the demolition of the palace this weekend?
Yeah.
It's got to be filmed, man.
Saturday?
I'm assuming, would you assume Fox 2 will be there?
Because
they're always live on Saturday morning.
I would hope. I mean, what else?
The drones too, right?
Yeah. What else is going on Saturday morning?
What time is it? 8 o'clock?
8 a.m., yeah.
And is Adamo, the Silverdome people, doing it?
No.
What?
No.
I'm rich.
They were batting .500. One for two.
I guess you only get one chance.
They're recommended by Tom Massaway.
Rich is a good dude.
I never understood the connection between Rich Adamo and Tom Massaway. There's got to be a quid pro quo somewhere in there.
Well, I think they know. Did they know each other through church?
Oh, is that it?
I thought so.
Shit, yeah.
Great to go mugs. I love their tchotchke.
Yeah, no, they brought us the little bulldozer toy too.
No, and he was cool enough to come on the air too after the thing at the Silverdome didn't work out.
And he let Maz and I walk around the Silverdome.
And he blew it up. And he blew it up.
And that's where we got your chairs from.
That's right.
Now we're just sitting outside waiting for Joe to come pick them up.
The former owner of the house offered that outrageous deal and left the trade here without talking to anyone.
He left all his leverage behind. He has no leverage now.
And has he ever asked for any of it back, by the way? No, because he didn't want it. He just dumped it on me. And I feel like I can't throw it out because it's like he made a deal I didn't accept. But like if I throw his stuff out, then I owe him the chairs. So
I'm looking for the trash can.
I have to forever keep that poorly framed piece of...
Alleged piece of...
Here's a nice piece of shit.
Silverdome roof. Alleged piece, because nobody really knows if it's... There's no, certificate of authenticity. And then there's a parking. Isn't there a parking pass?
Yes. Shit. Where is that crap?
I don't know.
It's somewhere in the sounds of the land, I think.
Shit.
Well,
Don't get the toilets yet?
Yeah, the toilet's gone. Toilet's long gone.
Oh, trashed out the toilet.
Joe picked that up, I think, at night, because I didn't see anyone.
He's using it right now.
But and it's the great thing is, though, that it's cracked on top, so you can pull off half the top of the toilet and see everything. And it's not as heavy.
That's a great feature.
I regret giving it up. So the boner line is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped. And Manscaped is offering 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. My God, the compliments we get for the Lawnmower 3.0?
Yeah. I'm really legit, kind of man.
Blown away when...
Get rid of those pubes.
They get pumped about it. The battery's up to 90 minutes, so you can have you can shave for 90 minutes if you want to.
If you need to.
And the water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower. It's got that awesome LED light, so you can see exactly what you're shaving. Huge. You can be just incredibly precise. And the stand. Everyone loves the stand.
So you can show it off.
People can't resist picking up the shaver to look at the stand.
I know people that leave the razor and the stand in their kitchen because the stand's so cool.
I'm not surprised.
Should be the centerpiece of a table.
Get 20% off. Yeah, you could put flowers in it or something.
Your
dual use
razor. Everybody can gather around it for dinner.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And here's the new boner line.
First time boner caller, long time boner listener.
How are you?
I don't know. Maybe I should congratulate you guys on having 1,000 shows, because it's totally fucking awesome, totally worth having 3 hours, 2.5, unless he globs up a day, to listen to. Thank you and Mike so much, Mark, Trudy, Drew, everybody.
Thank you, whoever you are.
Ooh, 1,000 episodes. Congratulations. I was thinking maybe you guys can share, like, a favorite memory from, like, an episode from the last 1,000 episodes.
No.
Hey, don't forget to tell everybody to go and click on Detroit for best podcast.
Oh, I think we have a vote coming in.
Audio submitted at birth. Dikembe Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo.
And Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, my friend.
Chocolate chip cookie important to me.
Who told you can eat my cookies?
You know, I know it's summertime, but what the hell is with all these guys that are not in shape walk around without their shirts on?
Yes, sir.
No one wants to see it. Your wife,
20-inch biceps.
Your girlfriend,
56-inch pecs, man.
Your neighbors,
this is one massive man.
Nobody wants to see you without a shirt on.
Yeah, you guys were talking about Lamborghini tractors.
Oh boy.
Lamborghini started out as a tractor company.
Yes, bitch, I heard you. I'm pretending like I didn't.
Hi guys, it's Stacy.
Hey, it's a lady.
Long time listener. I moved to Florida and you guys seriously have saved me. People down here are so fucking stupid, I can't even deal. So when I listen to you guys, I feel like I have a brain again.
She sounds hot.
I want to thank personally Brandon.
You're welcome.
For pushing me to Cameo. I sent my dad a Cameo from Robert Hayes, a.k.a. Ted Stryker, from Airplane, and it was outstanding. Just hilarious.
Best $200 I ever spent.
Radio legend Drew Lane was asking for drops. Any of the Jack Palance drops?
Now, look, we're going to do this for a little while, and that's it. Because I am not going to do it the way you want. I will never be able to do it your way. I can only do it my way. Wait a minute, lady. I'm not doing it any way other than the best that I can do. And if you are not satisfied with my best, then that's too bad. You cannot keep telling me what you think is the better thing, because I don't even know who the hell you are. And after 50 years in this business, I'm not going to take all the interpretations from you. You asked me to do this. You didn't tell me that I was going to have to sit here and take all of these goddamn directions from you. Ah, bullshit. You love everything, but. That's loving nothing.
If you guys can play more Mel Gibson, that would be great.
Hey, I got a forgotten drop that y'all haven't played in a long time. The little kid's going, he's a poo-poo head. Yeah, he's a poo-poo face.
He's a poo-poo head.
He's a poo-poo face.
He's a cock-a-poo-poo.
Two drops that I haven't heard in a long time. Jim Harper, it's really touching. And the other one, I think it was Lionel Richie. It's the outrageous thing.
It's really touching.
Outrageous!
I don't want to hear any drops. I just want to know how much for anal.
20 for oral, 50 for half and half. Anal will cost you extra.
Hey, I'm calling to let everybody know that there's a 20% off discount on certain Drew Mike items.
Who made these deals?
So hurry up and buy those freaking hats so I could freaking get new freaking hats in so I could freaking buy one.
The Amen. Worst, stupidest deals I've ever seen.
Hey, I'm calling the Borderline here.
Oh, yeah?
And I just wanted to know, there was an old drop that they used to play that goes something like this. Imagine a grown man in a small room dumping in a small room or something like that.
Imagine. Small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over. Imagine that smell. You can't hide it. It was very bad.
Smelly, but I love it.
I believe his name is Gerard Finneran. Does that sound familiar?
That's right, that does, yeah.
And I believe I'm 99% positive. I have to look at the date. I think that's the first piece of production I ever did on the show.
Really? He's a cock-a-poo-poo.
As an intern, I swear to God, and which is pretty simple production. Just putting music and diarrhea under a...
He's a poo-poo head.
That was very well-toned, though.
Wasn't it Gerard Good Finneran?
Good ear.
What was the name of the guy that defecated? Face. Yeah, February in 96 is when it happened. So I was... Remember the Imagine a Grown Man on a Plane?
He's a poo-poo head.
Oh, yeah. That was at the end of the boner line.
That was Gerald Finneran.
Gerard.
Gerard Finneran.
That's what I was just saying. And I said that was the first piece of production I ever did on the show. As
really?
As an intern, I believe, yeah.
I was telling him, I thought Mark back then had a really good ear.
Did you play it?
Yeah. Yeah, we played it. Thank 100%. You, Trudy. Thank you.
What was Jack Palance was the, yeah. Wait a minute, lady. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Such, oh, I don't even know who the hell you are.
Selling for nothing.
Wait a minute, lady. That whole rap is so funny.
Yeah.
Because you can't hear her.
Yeah.
No, you can't hear her.
But you hear the gaps where she's saying.
Right.
But. Don't but me, lady. Wait a minute, lady.
Who the hell you are?
He's in a control room, and she's on his headphones.
Yeah.
That's why he can't hear her. Vote for us on Click on Detroit's Best Survey. You can vote once an hour. Just refresh and vote for us again. We want to win this damn thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people posting stuff on Facebook, which is really nice because the Hourly Detroit, that was really cool. I mean, we haven't won anything in forever, so that was really nice.
That was funny because I didn't even know about it until we won.
I didn't either. I had no idea. Where's the trophy, by the way? Don't we get a trophy or something?
It's socially distanced. I think I found Gerard Finneran. Wait, did he die?
Oh, no.
He sounded so young.
Without us being able to troll him?
he died like a dog.
Some gastrointestinal problem?
No.
Wait, this might be him.
Oh, with this production piece you were talking about, playing the song Imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I love that. I'm sorry I missed it.
There's a number. You want to try calling him?
Is he alive?
I don't know what you're going to... No, he is alive. A different Gerard Finneran died. I don't know what you're going to say. Like, are you that guy that...
Yeah, what else would we say?
Do you really want to call him?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, yeah. This guy was stuck in a room and there was feces all over him? Is that the story?
On a plane. He was a flight attendant, wasn't he?
Brandon, no, Brandon. No.
He was a passenger in first class.
I don't know the story.
Is that what you're saying, Brandon?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, no, he was a drunk executive and he took a dump on the service cart. And then the guy saying it was the steward who was grossed out. So I guess maybe that's the confusion.
So we should ask him about the current state of air travel.
Oh,
so ludicrous.
Eddie Lee Sausage
it.
Calling Ray and Pete
from the
surveying them about the.
You want to say you're from the Nova Express Times doing a survey on alcohol?
Well, let's see. Was there more pressing issues on the Hall Financial Hotline? We had
Fitty.
We had the
steakhouse with the UFC guy.
And there was a couple other things, too. Was it the 21-year-old guy and the 60-year-old babe?
Oh, yeah. That number still works. That one works. I called it.
Let's try them.
You want to try that one?
Yeah, why not?
What's a good May-December romance song? Maybe she can comment on Mary-Kay Letourneau, because she had a May-December rape-mance.
16, You're Beautiful in Your Mind, Ringo.
Oh, perfect.
Ooh.
It's pretty rare. Yeah.
Plus, it's Ringo. He just turned 80. And he had a virtual. Oh, yeah, it wasn't virtual.
Knew you were such a Beatles fan.
Do you feel duped by that?
Yes,
nice birthday party?
I did. Although I should have known better because they said they were having the Yellow Submarine sing along and that, you know, all these people would be there. And it's like, wait, those are the people that are in the movie. So that was no sing along.
Yeah.
They just showed the movie.
By the way, it's a very creepy song.
It's very creepy.
I think he was calling All Together Now the song that the Beatles sing together at the end as the sing-along. And you singing along with the songs during the movie. That was the sing-along.
Do you still have the story? Because I think I gave it to you. I have the number, but I don't... I guess what you need to know.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I can probably find that. Hang on.
My baby. I just don't remember her name.
Should I run upstairs real quick?
Sure, we'll just rock out to this. Well, why are you laughing, Trudy?
I'm a weirdo and kind of a pervert, I guess.
What happened?
You really think I give a shit about the Beatles? You're beautiful
and you're mine. It does.
Beautiful
music, baby. Is that a kazoo in the song?
Yeah, it's supposed to be get away with using a kazoo in a song.
Jeez, I got a little chub.
I probably could have just Googled it and found it faster. I found it online. Oh, here he is. He's back.
I have every story but that one.
Is that really a kazoo in this song, Drew? Her name is Pam.
Well, polyethylene Pam, then.
Polythene Pam. Attractive lady. Did she marry this guy or they're just a couple?
They're engaged.
Oh, they're engaged. Okay.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Pam Chastain. I'm either away from my phone or unavailable.
She's busy banging that dude.
I'll leave a message.
Leave a message.
Thank you.
Wait, don't hang up. The tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang
up
or
Silver
press 1 for more options.
Hi, Pam. It's the Drew and Mike Show calling from Detroit, and we were intrigued to read about your engagement to this young guy, and congratulations. It's pretty hot. Anyway, if you'd like to call us back, we were discussing this and other relationships of that sort. I would love to hear from you if you call the 248 number back. Thank you.
Jam,
all right, do we dare try Gerard Finneran?
Oh, boy.
He's just
seems like we should have forgiven him by now.
He's just sitting around enjoying his day today. And he's hasn't thought about defecating in a service cart in years, and then gets a phone call.
I don't think there's anything wrong with calling him and finding out if, indeed, he is the Gerard Finneran.
Sure. We're looking for an update.
Involved in an incident. And,
it changed the way I thought about the drink cart forever. I never see a drink cart without thinking of that.
I'd also like to know if he's had any other problems like this on air travel. And if he was banned for life. Is it no more flying for you? No more planes for you?
It was pre-9/11.
Well, nobody else gets the no more planes for you treatment, so why should he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at that.
He didn't try to open the emergency door. That's more dangerous than taking a dump.
He's going to be in his mid-70s now.
Probably pooped on everything.
Probably wears a diaper now.
Do you think this is a guy?
Here's a nice piece of shit.
Wow.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Oh, he's still avoiding phone calls.
It's poop. Please record your message.
What's the newspaper, Nova?
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, I'm calling from the Nova Express Times, and we were hoping to complete a survey about air travel. Hopefully, we can catch you the next time around. Thanks so much. Bye.
Poop again.
Should we play the Ray and Pete? That's a pretty funny one. Because Ray gets really angry. It starts off pretty... it starts off okay.
Laugh off the phone.
Yeah, that's when he gets pissed.
I got to find it.
I think he is accused of having an alcohol problem also during the call.
What? That's why he was doing the...
Is the survey on being gay? Is that what it is?
Got it right here.
I thought it was on alcoholism.
Oh.
Go for it.
I can't wait to hear it. One of my favorite Ray and Pete's.
Oh, easily.
Hello? Yeah, good evening.
You give it a little more volume?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Nova Express Times, and I'd like to ask you a few questions for a survey I'm conducting on alcoholism and how it affects all of our lives.
I'm sorry, would you repeat the first
question
again?
Sure, I'm with the Nova Express Times, and I'd like to ask you a few questions for a survey we're conducting. Would that be okay?
I'm going to pay you and get questions after this, but who's it? I mean, exactly who do you work for?
I work for the Nova Express Times. It's a newspaper, sir.
Well, the hell with that. I'm not interested in that.
Pardon me?
I'm not interested in that bullshit.
Okay. Sir, have you been drinking this evening?
Absolutely.
You have?
No, of course.
How many drinks do you partake in each day?
Your fucking business. Goodbye, and take your goddamn thing somewhere else, okay?
You're obviously an alcoholic, sir. Maybe you can reach out to us.
Hey, listen. I tell you what. I have been drinking for more than 60 years.
That's amazing, sir. Sir, do you think you're trying to cover over your latent homosexuality or something?
That's great.
How about Ray calling the police when he doesn't know how to call the police and Peter informs him and then gets on the other phone?
Is that it?
No, Ray? I got to find it.
It's a pretty good one. Actually, while you're looking for it, give you a minute. Trudy, you want to mention all the fine things you're doing at the offices of Dr. Roche?
Oh, hell yeah, because they have a hot summer sale on CBD products at Dr. Roche's office. 50% off all Dr. Roche CBD products for the month of July. And they are all A, medical quality. B, they have a certificate of analysis. And they're non-GMO, THC-free, made in the U.S. of A. And shipping and curbside pickup is available. Yeah. Plus, boobs as well in July. What better time of the year to get new boobs but July? Because then you can get a new bathing suit, show it off at the beach if you can go. But summer saline breasts are $3,500 and Evolve at introductory pricing. So Evolve, of course, is that non-invasive laser system that tightens and tones everything up. So give them a call for a teleconsultation on all of that at 248-338-1110 or droche.com.
And they've so dominated boobs, and boobs have just taken over their business. But honestly, I was amazed to hear Tracy say they've done 6 rhinoplasties in the last couple of weeks, because that's what Greg was so good at when he started out. He was an ear, eye, nose, throat guy, and he was known for his fabulous nose jobs.
You know why that is? Everybody got on Zoom and looked at what they looked like, and then they had to get a nose job. It's true.
She said it's younger people who...
Really?
Yeah, I think they just have a higher expectation. They got to look good for their selfies and social media. And people just aren't resigned to having a nose they don't like anymore. Whereas I think it sort of was something.
No character involved at all with that.
No, I just want a better nose. He does those beautiful little chick noses that they all want.
All right, I think this might be where they call the police. I'm not positive.
Okay.
You're crazy, man. You go right ahead and do it. You do it. You do it. You said you were going to do it. Go do it, little man.
I will.
Fine, do it.
I'm afraid no sleep.
Do it.
Terrible one thing.
Do it.
He's so fearless. He totally makes the call.
Shut your fucking mouth.
You said you were going to do it. Do it.
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth?
Shut up, little man. Shut up, little man.
Dirty little mouse.
Shut up, little man. Shut up, little man. Shut up, little man. Shut up,
I don't think
man.
This is it.
Go ahead and call him.
Oh.
Very good. I don't care if you need an ashtray. Call him.
What?
The hell was that?
Oh. Yes, it's done.
say I can't understand what you're saying.
You're calling, please.
This is Nova Express Times from the other end. Did Ray and Pete record this?
Shut up, little man. I keep telling you, shut up, and I mean it. Just shut up. If you're afraid of something, then you call the police.
I don't think that's it. I think this one might be it, though.
4 o'clock, yep, it's time to get up for the morning.
Yep, this is it.
4 a.m.
It is true, no. I've been sleeping in the jailhouse. Time for me to get up.
Just got out.
Can you imagine waking up to that at 4 a.m.?
It's a real big sister.
Little
sister. When it comes down to anything like this. And he mews at the cops. And I don't. I talk back to him so that I'm the only one that gets taken in. You know that's true, Ray, and that's why you are called a little man by me, because you're not a big man. You can't talk up to anybody. Shut up, little man. I told you I don't want you to talk. Shut up, little man. You keep your dirty little mouth shut. You keep your dirty little mouth shut.
Keep your voice down,
Ray. Keep your dirty little mouth shut. Shut up, little man.
I mean, he really is poking the bear, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, Ray is slow to kindle.
You want to call him, you call him. Not happy with having had to go out to the hospital, which he caused, and then going to Park Station and being sitting in a cell for 5 hours. He has been responsible for both of them, and I am not going to have it. I didn't ask you to go out to the hospital. You were responsible for that, too.
That's right.
To go out to the hospital, you were responsible for that also.
I didn't call the police.
Well, you got me out to the hospital. Now, goddamn, leave that light on. Leave that light on. Leave that light on. Get away from me. I'm turning on this light, and... God damn you!
Uh-oh.
No, you did it! You leave this light on.
They're arguing over which light to keep on.
You're going to leave it on. Go ahead. Here is the phone.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to have it either. Go right ahead. We'll call and see. We'll call and see what happens. Yes, you did. Yes, you did, and you hit it there.
I didn't know what you did.
You're a liar. You've been drunk all your life, and you're drunk today.
I might have drank some.
You're lying. Go ahead and call the police. We'll see what happens this time.
This time you never even opened
the door. We'll see what happens this time with you calling the police. You go ahead and call them.
I'm not damn sure what to
do. Then do it. Do it.
Come on, Ray, call him.
What's wrong with you? Why don't you do it?
I put my shoes on.
Put my shoes on?
You have to put your shoes on? You have to put
finally,
your shoes
finally, I'm on Peter's
on
side.
I may have to kick you in the fucking shit. Oh, really? Uh-huh.
I don't think
you try it. You try it, little man.
I've had enough
from you. From
you
also. I did not stay drunk anywhere. I didn't stay drunk at the hospital. I did not stay drunk at the police station. And I call you responsible for both of them.
Responsible?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I am angry. That is not being drunk. That is being angry. You call them.
Do it.
Then do it.
Do it.
Do it. If you got the nerve, do it. If you got the nerve, you
mind
do
your own
it.
Business.
Mind your business.
You do it if you got the nerve.
Mind your own business.
Shut up, little man.
How do you call?
You know how to call the police.
No, I don't. I never have.
Anyone knows how to.
I'm sure you know. Anybody knows how to do the police. Don't be a little child.
No, I'm serious. I never have.
You dial operator if you want the police, or you dial 911.
911 gets you the cops.
Turkey's
coming. So, uh-oh.
911,
huh? 911,
huh? You know what?
His mind's blown.
What year was that?
Oh, boy.
Hello, this is Raymond Huffman.
87?
Probably around there.
Peter Haskett, my roommate, was hitching to the police station today, but he just got back and he is drunker than hell. And
no,
back.
I am not drunker than hell. I know I'm on the other phone, and he is lying when he says I am drunker than hell. I would like Raymond Huffman picked up as a nuisance to the community at 237 Ash Street.
Yes, my name is Raymond Huffman.
And my name is Peter Haskett. I want Raymond Huffman picked up as a drunk and as a nuisance to my community. I own this apartment here.
What?
237 Steiner Street.
Steiner Street.
23 Steiner Street, apartment number 3. Apartment 3.
Pepto-Bismol Palace, right?
Doesn't own it.
Peter Haskett. I was taken over to Park Station because of Raymond Huffman. I also was taken to the hospital because of Raymond Huffman. And he is being a nuisance, and I want him declared a nuisance. I want him taken away for tonight.
That is just brilliant.
Oh, my.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
They are tattletales. That conversation about anyone knows how to do the police is one of the best arguments in human history.
I just love that.
Now you're acting like a child. And then Brandon's presenting his dinner. It looks like, what are those, tater tots?
Tater tots. It looks like they're customized sweet potato tater tots, which is a little too healthy for me. And then I don't know.
What is that? Hold it up again. Looks like a tuna melt.
No, it's like a turkey feta cheese type sandwich. I don't know.
Can we get labels, please? It sounds like you don't know what food is, Brandon.
Get Cindy down here. She'll straighten it out.
Come on, seriously. Look at this. This doesn't even look like real meat. It's like it's got to be turkey.
Well, turkey's real meat.
Can someone?
Oh, man. This is going to make a primo dump later on.
It seems like she could present
anything.
A big pile of feces on that plate, and he would go, I don't know what it is, but it's dinner, so I'll have it.
I'm kind of the
same. She makes good food.
Kind of the same way, though.
Here's a nice piece of shit.
I generally don't have any problem identifying my dinner. I really don't.
Oh, no, not identifying it, but, I mean, well, you'll pretty much eat anything.
True.
Not very picky, obviously.
I just warbled my way onto Facebook while we were listening to Ray and Pete. And first of all, I ran into an adorable picture of Maddie that Kristen put up.
Aww. Oh, God, that was a great picture.
And
Madeline.
Yeah.
I didn't know she posted.
Then there was also a post from No Filter Sports that they had Tom Izzo on.
Oh, that's true.
How was Tommy?
He was really good. He gave us a lot of time. And it's funny because, you know, we don't know if sports are happening. You know, we assume that. You know, there's a schedule. But at the same time, you kind of assume no. And we talked to him a little about that. He got into a lot of the COVID stuff and talked a little bit about recruiting without breaking any NCAA laws. And it was a good conversation. Got a lot of laughs, too.
He's been on a roll with his recruiting, man.
Oh, my God. They got the number one point guard in the country.
One of the number one players, Monty
Bates. Shooting guard, I mean. Yeah. Shooting guard. 6'6", shooting guard.
Yeah, from Lincoln. Mm-hmm.
So I'm also wandering through Facebook, and I see there's a little video of Casey Mize striking out Miggy on 3 pitches.
Cool.
At Comerica today, I guess. And are they really going to play baseball? Is it really going to happen?
Oh, yeah. You didn't see that highlight of that guy making that catch in the outfield? I don't know what was going on. Did you see that, Brandon? I don't know.
No, but
it was a hell of a catch.
You take a look. Drew, you know from playing, you take a look at a dugout when everybody is done with the game, and all it is filled with spit and filled with seeds and filled with Gatorade that you spit out, and it's filled, it's a mess. I don't know how anybody is going to be able to, quote unquote,
remember, they banned spitting.
You can't.
I know. Spitting. How are you going to stop spitting?
They banned Gatorade too.
Did they ban sunflower seeds?
Is it in you?
Yeah, they honestly said they were banning all that.
Okay, Gatorade. So anyway, I'm just kind of trampling my way through here, and I can't find it now. But Doug Podell had a post that WCSX's PD, who's also the PD of WRAF, because our PD Mark Pennington was relieved of his duties.
Yeah, they wanted one PD, I guess, for all three stations.
So now they have zero PDs for three stations because JT, is it JT?
Yeah.
He.
What happened?
Is no longer the program director.
Uh-oh.
Which, first of all, led me to think.
Fired!
Wait, why?
What does a program director do at WCSX? Because the songs never change.
He changes the order of the songs.
I mean, haven't they been playing the same 300 songs for the last 20 years, pretty much?
They fire people. That's what they do right now.
The record companies, you don't deal with record companies because there's no new product. Because even if, let's just say that...
come up with great promotions and liners and promos.
Don't they do pretty much the same ones that they've done, you know, that everybody else has done? And is it really...
I don't know. They still do Stone Soup?
What's that?
I don't know. It was a promo CSX did forever. I don't even know what it meant.
So
they build a car from pieces people would bring.
Oh.
Sounds like a great one.
Brings the motor, somebody brings the bumper.
Doug seemed
Doug
seemed very pleased that he was allowed to retire, whereas JT was not allowed to retire. He was relieved of his duties.
So he's relieved of his duties. But he was just promoted, so it doesn't
I don't know.
It's, does that make sense?
It said there was no reason given, which has people kind of scratching their heads as to what happened.
Hmm.
Any, Trudy, you know some people over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, sounds like Trudy knows.
Oh, like Trudy's been sitting back like, Trudy, oh my gosh, this is news. I didn't know this.
Something.
She knows the whole story.
Sounds like Trudy knows something. Might have told us before the show.
And she sounds pretty smug about it. Oh, I didn't know about it before the show.
Oh, I didn't have
any secrets from me.
Brandon and I
didn't know the reason.
What happened?
It's totally irresponsible.
Nobody even told me about it.
Okay.
I'm just in the background here. I have nothing to...
I don't think...
We know the story. I don't know the story.
I'm starts on this.
I think they can go out.
Wait, what'd you say, Trudy? I'm sorry.
I'm Sergeant Schultz on this all the way. I'm going to see you.
Hey, you guys had a good book, though.
Yeah, we kicked ass. Wheels rocks.
Really? I did not know this.
I'm very happy about their book. Yes, you should come down for the pre-show meeting.
Well, I know Saturday mornings are way up.
Huge, yeah. No, that show's out of our way.
At midday, girl.
Hey! What are you, a pussy? Turn up that dial and listen to Trudy. If you don't listen to Trudy Daniels, then f*** you.
106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
It delights.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
You're listening to the radio.
I love the jingle.
You should start playing that, Trudy. Just throw that in there.
Yes, I'll play it every single day.
That's really fun.
So, Trudy, you had a particularly good book?
Yeah, I had a good time. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, your books have been very good over there. I think you've been the best day part at the station.
Aw, Drew.
I think that's the knowledge that I've been led to believe.
Wow.
By people.
I love you too that much also.
People who are not on this broadcast right now.
You're listening to the radio, which means you're either in a rental car or the community room in a nursing home. Up next, another song we've chosen for you.
Anyway, all the comments. There's a couple radio people who posted things and
oh really?
Yeah, they're very snarky, and then the comments are just brutal. Like,
jeez.
What does CSX do? They just play the same stupid songs over and over, like they had the last 10 years, and
keep removing songs and never add them.
Yeah,
on the radio.
I have to sort of go along with that. I don't hear anything new coming out of the radio. I don't hear anything interesting. I don't hear the presentation changing. And it looks like the number of people listening the time they spend with the radio has been harshly.
Yeah, well, no one's
altered.
Commuting too, so that's not
good. Well, that doesn't help.
Not good for us, not good for them. But we're
I have all the people on their jobs locked up, though.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Do you want to promote anything? What else you been doing?
Oh, tomorrow is Free Beer Friday.
Oh, all right.
Free beer?
Remember when I told you about Free Beer Friday,
yes.
Drew?
Yes.
You were five.
I believe Mesa's involved.
Is that Mesa? Not this time, but they're one of our fine free beer providers.
Oh, okay.
They're so fine that you can't even reveal who it is right now.
Oh, it's Kickstand Brewing.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Well. And if you want to drink a beer or something or get something to eat, you might find yourself getting free money in Royal Oak next week. Just saying. It sounds like a big tease, but
that's
it's really
just restaurants, retail.
It's pretty cool. I know. Trudy, you can be involved too.
Do you know you know what he's talking about, Trudy, or no?
Do you know the story? I don't know the story.
He doesn't know either.
but as for now, they're only giving you the $10 off Lyft rides into Royal Oak if you use the code GO2RO, G-O-2-R-O, as in go to Royal Oak. Use that code with Lyft. Get $10 off when using your ride into Royal Oak. Code's good every Thursday and Friday, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. So that's more of an evening dinner and maybe a little after, maybe way after for some people. If you need that ride home at 2 a.m., you can get $10 off your Lyft ride home.
I should remember that information.
GO2RO. Go to Royal Oak. And then Saturday and Sunday, hopefully we'll get the retailers involved when you take your $10 off Lyft ride in as early as 10 a.m. and as late as 2 a.m. home. But, I mean, you can stay as long as you want. And all the fine retailers, they're looking for you, too. And next week, like I said, we'll just make the whole thing free, hopefully. Sweet. The ride in, the ride out, free money while you're there. I mean, it's crazy what Royal Oak is doing to get people to frequent these businesses, which are all fighting for their lives. Although I think things are going pretty well, to be honest.
Yeah. Maybe they can get PPP loans like Dr. Phil. Did you see how much his PPP loan was?
No, not Dr. Phil.
Guess how much Dr. Phil's PPP loan was.
Oh, I hate knowing this.
Production companies.
$200,000.
$7 million.
What the fuck? Do any of them have to pay this back?
Well, it's a loan. You do have to pay it back. You can.
But they're making they're borrowing it for free. Essentially,
well, it's 1%. All PPP loans are 1%, but they can be forgiven if they're used for to keep your employees on the job. Or for labor and then for rent. I forget exactly what the percentages are. But he got $7 million from the PPP and Stage 29 Productions run by Phil McGraw and his son Jay McGraw got the loan valued at $1 and $2 million. Jay, by the way, just bought a $10 million Beverly Hills mansion. So he's certainly...
Why? Okay. That should exclude him from getting that.
I kind of feel the same way. I don't. Maybe it won't be forgiven. Maybe they have to pay it back.
What?
But honestly, if you got $7 million and you threw it in the market when you got it, and you're going to make more than that 1%, it's pretty smart business move.
Yeah, but that's not the point, Mark. He's taking the money out of the hands of people who might really need it.
Well, if you really see, a lot of people see stories like this and get appalled, and they're really frustrating. The other story coming out of the PPP are all the connections to both everyone in Washington, both Republicans and Democrats. And people they know and their friends and how easy they got loans from big banks. And it's just kind of like it's supposed to be for Main Street, not Wall Street.
No, this is a mom and pop
It's
program.
Supposed to be, yeah.
So, first of all, why would Dr. Phil even have the audacity to ask? And I would think that the publicity about all these people even trying to get money would be devastating to them.
Well, I think the point of kind of putting it out there is to shame a lot of them and say they're not going to have their loan forgiven or they pay it back. I mean, look how many paid it back right away. Like, oh, yeah, I guess we shouldn't have gotten it.
Well, don't, I hate the way these people tell you how much money they make. Oh, my God, Dr. Phil makes $100 million a year. And then they're borrowing $7 million from a mom-and-pop program to help small business, really?
Yeah, his company is not him. Right.
It's pathetic.
Did you see the De Niro? Did
not
I give
surprising.
You the,
did I
give
yeah,
you the
I
Robert De Niro
that.
Story?
This is another one who...
This is ludicrous.
This is really sort of on the other end of it, but, as Gabrielle Union pointed out the other day, black celebrities are one or two paychecks away from being broke. And as I read through it, it's sort of added that, you know, people who are celebrities and who are actors and, you know, and that sort of thing, they have big expenses because they keep up a lifestyle. And when you don't get a, and it's like, really? You really think we should be worrying about this right now? People who live over their means. And then when
everyone else has to change their lifestyle.
Exactly. But their lifestyle, to change their lifestyle, is changing from a ridiculous lifestyle to a very glamorous lifestyle. And then when she got attacked for it, she said, well, I'm talking about people with SAG. The average SAG member makes $54,000 a year.
That's not true.
No one cares.
So now we see that the coronavirus has dealt a massive financial blow to Robert De Niro's finances.
Oh, boy.
As he asked his estranged wife for an emergency order to raise her American Express credit card limit from $50,000 to $100,000.
What?
Yep.
The Irishman actor, the Goodfellas actor, the many things.
Just think of what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
The This Boy's Life actor.
He appeared on a Skype call in his Manhattan divorce case with Grace Hightower as her lawyer told the judge De Niro unfairly cut her Amex allowance from $100,000 to $50,000 and said she and her children had been banned from an upstate compound where De Niro was staying during the pandemic.
Shut your pie hole.
Lawyers for De Niro said he cut the credit card limit because he's taken a huge financial hit as the restaurant chain Nobu and Greenwich Hotel, both of which he has stakes in.
Just shut your goddamn pie hole.
I wonder what his stake is.
I think he mainly...
Just a little tail.
I think he mainly owns them, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, Tribeca was all him.
Yeah.
Well, it says he has stakes in them, so I would think he...
Mr. Hotshot Hog!
I would just think they'd say he owns them if he owns them by himself.
Well, I think Nobu has a stake in it, too. That
the They've been closed or partially closed for months with barely any business. Gee, that sounds familiar.
I know. Did you hear what he told his employees, too?
You can get a doggy style, you can get a ling on your side. Those are your only choices.
You know what, though? He had some out-of-pocket money for taking care of the kid that wasn't his for all those years. So I think that maybe that's what happened to his money. Remember?
Oh, that's another case.
A woman who
said that he was the father of her child, who he supported for, I think, 16 years, 17 years, and then... Right. She took a DNA test and revealed it was not his child. And he said, well, I guess you have to pay me back, don't you? And took her to court. Mm-hmm. And the court...
You are not the father.
The court said, when you agree that you are the father for a certain length of time, that mother and that child have a right to depend on you until that child is of age. Yeah. So he was forced to continue supporting the child.
He wasn't happy about it, he said.
Well, he sure as hell can't sue you for slander. The boy fights for the pink team. We all know that. Goddamn kid's queer, so... Did you make him cry?
Did you make him cry?
Well, here's the thing about that really bothers me about this. Now, Robert De Niro has plenty of money, so I think, you know, to help that child, who I would assume he has a relationship with, too. I mean,
you pull that hotshot stuff around me, and I'll break every bone in your goddamn body. Do you understand me? And I'll pop your head like a zit.
What about the father who never paid a dime?
Yeah, no.
Does anyone say, you know what? You probably had to pitch in here, motherfucker.
Yeah, De Niro's probably said that to him. He should go threaten him with those, you know, 6-inch... high shoes that he has, so he looks really tall when he threatens.
Well,
him.
Actually,
like the Irishman.
It seems like that him and the other former father they've run into each other in the past.
Oh no!
This kid, I said, why don't you stop doing that? He said, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, well, I just might do something. He said, you and who else's army? I said, just the three of us, me, myself, and I. People like that, you got to hurt them. Got to inflict pain, or they'll never leave you alone. So it was real hot out, okay? And there were these horse turds laying all over the place, you know, road apples. So I picked up a nice big mushy one, and I go up to him, but I'm, you know, not acting tough, acting more like, oh, gee, I'm so scared. Please don't hurt me. Sort of like this, you know, minding my business. And I say to him, excuse me, but what's the problem? And he goes, blah, 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 you blah, blah, blah. And I go, wham! And I jam that horse turd right in that fat mouth of his. Then I sucker punch him over here, and I go, boom! And he goes down, and I give him a kick in the face, jump on his head. Couple of times, then I pick up another horse turd, jam it down his throat, and kick his fucking teeth a couple of times. That was the end of it. Never bothered me again. Yeah. Piece of shit.
Wouldn't you love to see a list of the biggest asshole, fictitious assholes from movies? Because he's got to be up there. Oh, he's not fictitious. That guy really existed.
His voice is just, I love that voice. Okay, so De Niro's lawyer, Carolyn Krause, told the judge that Nobu lost $3 million in April, another $1.87 million in May. He had to pay investors $500,000 on a capital call, which he borrowed money from his business partners to make because he doesn't have the cash. Mm. How could he not have the cash? That's incredible.
That's amazing.
Krause also explained under the terms of their 2004 prenuptial agreement, De Niro is only required to pay Hightower $1 million a year as long as he's making $15 million or more in income, and if his income declines, his payments to her proportionally do too. His accounts and business manager say that the best case for Mr. De Niro, if everything starts to turn around this year, he's going to be lucky if he makes $7.5
million. Oh, fuck off.
Krause added that proceeds from Netflix The Irishman have mostly already been paid out. He's likely to get just $2.5 million in 2020 and $2.5 million in 2021. And a movie project he was supposed to film in this summer in Oklahoma has been put on hold.
Uh-oh.
These people, in spite of his robust earnings, have always spent more than he has earned. So this 76-year-old robust man couldn't retire even if he wanted to because he can't afford to keep up with his lifestyle expense.
Nice investments. Nice preparing for life.
De Niro has cut back spending dramatically.
Fake!
Hightower's lawyer fired back, "The idea that Mr. De Niro is tightening his belt is nonsense. Mr. De Niro has used the COVID pandemic, my words would be, to stick it to his wife financially. I'm not a believer that a man who's an admitted worth of $500 million and makes $30 million a year, all of a sudden in March, he needs to cut down spouse support by 50% and ban her from the house." Supreme Court judge issued a temporary ruling that De Niro should keep Hightower's credit card limit at $50,000 a month and pay her $75,000 so she can find a summer home for their two kids while De Niro and his other children remain in his three-house compound upstate.
I don't know, though. He's pretty tough on all his kids.
Why the hell don't you ever help me straighten that damn boy out? I mean, all he ever does is read or listen to music or sing. I'm so sick of it. Blue Monday. I'm so sick of that And when he's not singing, you know what he's doing? He's watching TV, and don't say you don't. Because when I come home, I always put my hand on top of the TV to see if it's warm, and it always is. This is the news, kid. I just want you to know, I'm wise to you.
Big deal, so yeah. What? As long as you're passing on these, I don't want to do
it. I bet you don't. Big lazy candy hog like you, you'd rather lay on your ass and read all day, wouldn't you?
Lay on your ass and read.
What a great scene.
A candy hog.
I know.
Finally, I'm not requiring at this point that Mr. De Niro restore the credit card to $100,000. $50,000 seems to be certainly enough to avoid irreparable harm. De Niro, who's been with Hightower on and off since 1997, filed for divorce in 2018. The pair share kids Helen, 8, and Elliot, 21, divorced in 1999 and patched things up again in 2004. So they have one child that's 8, the other one's 21. So for an 8-year-old and for Grace Hightower, she needs a $100,000 credit limit every month.
Wow. That's
and she's nice. Been reduced to a $50,000 credit limit and $75,000. That's actually more than $1 million a year. Wait, her credit card limit is $50,000 a month, and he pays her $75,000 so she can find a summer home for their two kids while they're there. His other children remain in his three. And also the audacity of him to ban her from the Hamptons' house. That's
rude.
Is total BS.
Poor kids. Those kids need to start fending for themselves.
Well, let me tell you something. You're going to deliver those goddamn papers if I have to walk behind you with a horse whip every step of the goddamn way.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Then give me the money that I earned.
Well, oh, no. I'm putting that in the bank for you when you really need it.
It's me, isn't it? You just can't stand the fact that I exist.
Well, no, it's not that at all. It's just that I You just have to be well-behaved. Your rich daddy Duke doesn't care anything about you, so somebody's got to train you, and one of the things you've got to be trained in is not to be a f***ing hog and hog everybody's candy like a f***ing hog.
So
mad on the candy dish.
What's the matter, honey?
Will not referee!
You upset your mother.
I think you've upset your mother, so why don't we just go on the scout and let her rest a while? Now look what you did.
Got her upset, too. What an asshole.
Oh, boy.
Think, oh man.
Well, probably a good point to dig into Johnny Depp. And
oh boy, yeah.
It was so nice of his lovely wife to record him on the plane. Did you hear the recording?
I did not hear it. No.
I guess he's wasted. And he's, did anybody hear it?
How would you know if he's wasted or not?
Yeah, really.
He's howling. I don't even know what this sound means. But she seems to like taking pictures of Johnny Depp doing the worst things.
Possibly ever.
Possibly. Possibly ever. The four lines of cocaine, the bottle, the pill box with the property of JD.
Yeah.
The skull and crossbones.
You want to play the audio?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't even know what to make of it, to be honest.
Did you hear it off the Daily Mail? Is that
yes.
Where you heard? Okay. So, you know.
It's him on a plane when he's supposedly wasted.
Sounds like Hasselhoff.
Why are these,
you?
Why are these two people humiliating each other in court? Not as bad as her. I mean, the divorce is settled.
I know, so but she had to write that op-ed that really made him mad.
Yeah, and nice vetting by the Washington Post, by the way.
When
they decided to have Amber Heard write about being assaulted when she assaults people and then says, of course, that she doesn't really hit very hard, so it doesn't count. Other than that, was there other new stuff about Depp today?
Yeah, there was a few things.
The story is just the worst. I mean, they just both sound like the most horrible people possibly ever.
When he was going through detox, she withheld his medication.
What a
and
bitch.
Yeah. Let's see, where's that story at? Balls. He,
That's bad. I'd call that cunty.
I read something that he's the cunty. Ultimate Gen Xer.
No.
When we see Johnny Depp, we think Gen X.
Go ahead if you want. He's not, but go ahead. He's alleged to have slapped the actress, kicked her to the ground while having spasms and shakes for coming off of Roxy's or oxycodone.
Ooh.
Which is, you know, oxy.
Yeah, I wouldn't withhold medicine from somebody coming off of
Roxy's.
Well,
it's kind of dangerous,
Roxy's.
Too. I mean, I don't know
how it's absolutely dangerous.
Addicted he is. All of a sudden, he's flipping again. Heard texted one of the doctors. Just started screaming. He was so mad he pushed me, and I asked him to get out, she wrote in the text. Nice texting of the doctor.
Oh,
that's
I love the way
she's supposed to do.
Picks a
don't
fight,
do that.
Picks a fight with someone detoxing from OxyContin.
Sure,
it's really nice.
And has to involve the doctor. Of course, he denies the attack. I did not push Mrs. Heard or attack her anyway. I was certainly not in any condition to do so, he said.
Yep.
It's one of the cruelest things she's ever done. He recalled how she would ignore his plight even when he got, quote, the heebie-jeebies with, quote, the shakes and stomach cramps.
If somebody did that, if I was Johnny Depp in that situation, and I think I'm thinking like Johnny Depp here, I would have just called in some Roxy's.
Yeah. She would have intercepted him, though.
She might have. That's true.
Depp's private doctor, David Kipper, said the actor romanticizes the entire drug culture, pays lip service. Nice doctor. So
they also revealed, she revealed, that Johnny Depp got high with his 13-year-old daughter.
Mm. Yeah. What
on
drug?
Weed.
Drug. Pot.
Because she would have gotten it anyway, I think is what he said.
Oh.
So he
That's
knew.
Good thinking.
He said, I think the quote was something along the lines of, I knew my stuff was safe. I'm not joking. I think that's what he said. This was their.
I mean, honest to God, both of them just sound horrible.
And
I don't know who sounds worse. You know, if you put together all the things you've heard, because there's a lot.
Boy, he sounds higher maintenance. Like, God, he's just a lot of work.
He sounds really fucked up.
Yeah, and she just seems very vindictive and planning. And
you know what? It seems she didn't know what she was getting into, though. I mean, you can't
just leave.
Say that.
Just get out.
I really feel like she manipulated herself into that relationship and then just tore him down.
Yeah.
And he's a drunk. He admits it. So
She sounds like, I mean, all this business is taking pictures of him passed out, recording him when he's drunk. That's really, you know, she is a star. So she knows how horrible that would be for that to get out. Now, he doesn't really care that much.
Well, but she didn't put it out there until his trial.
Yeah, but she's got it. She saved it.
Could it have been protection on her part? I mean, I'm sure that's how she.
That's ridiculous. What is he? What did he? He didn't even take a picture of the dump she took in the bed. I mean, he could have made her look really bad.
She did.
She also recorded him in his kitchen rant. Remember, she recorded her phone. Yeah. She's hiding the phone, and he finds it.
Yeah, but that was. I mean, we've watched that a couple
times.
He was
a total asshole.
It's pretty frightening. So, I mean, it's feasible that she recorded him for multiple reasons. One, to protect herself. Maybe one, to have this over him.
Well,
she could have gotten away. She just needed to walk out the door. She has means to live. It's not like she's trapped.
She also conveniently never seems to record herself when she is striking him or when she is going off, because he describes some pretty brutal tantrums. And it's not like he's the only one that witnesses these things. There are other third parties who have testified about stuff she did and throwing liquor bottles at him. And
so she had her testimony today, and she was left scared for her life, barricading herself in a room after Depp tore off her nightgown, shoved her into a ping pong table, choked her against a fridge. This is a 3-day ordeal of physical assaults. Her statement was she was left with injuries, including a broken lip, swollen nose, cuts all over her body. That was when they were in Australia. I think, is that when they had those illegal dogs with them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those pups.
He smashed bottle after bottle while accusing his then new wife of having an affair with Billy Bob Thornton. He spat in her face, threatened to fuck her corpse.
Oh,
that's not to her though. He's saying it to someone else
in a text.
It's a text message.
Paul Bettany. Paul
Bettany. Nice text message, by the way.
He insisted Herd was the only violent one, hurling a bottle of vodka at him. Jesus Christ, Brandon. My God. He scrawled a message with his blood. Wrote, call Carly Simon. She said it better, babe.
What?
You're so vain, I guess. Was the God.
Lame.
Ooh.
Good line.
Oh, man.
They left the house in Australia with $75,000 of damage.
Good God.
What fucking animals. They're both guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, how pathetic. Oh, man.
You know who should look after him is Dr. Markle.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Markle?
Yeah, Dr. Meghan Markle?
Yeah. You know, I didn't read that story. I sent it to you, but I didn't read the whole story. Apparently, in some literature, she's referred to as Dr. Markle.
Yeah, she's listed as a doctor on Companies House website. I don't even know what that is. After she and Prince Harry filed applications to close down their Sussex Royal Foundation. They insist that she was given the title doctor in a mistake thought to be made by staff from the agency.
Oh, I always forget that she's not a doctor.
Yeah, I know. Who looks at her and thinks she's a doctor? Harry probably has to call her doctor.
Okay, on the entertainment front also, a bit of a surprising move. Lady Antebellum, it feels so horrible. So horrible. Words can't describe how bad they feel about having the term antebellum in their name, because it harkens back to the South, slavery,
post-war, yeah,
plantations, this sort of thing. So they change their name to Lady A, and this is because they are so sensitive to anything that would smack of racism at all. But then they seem to have taken a little sidestep in suing someone who's been using the name Lady A for over 10 years,
yeah,
an African-American singer that they are suing now because she apparently won't agree to their terms on using the term Lady A.
Yeah, I hate this story, though, because most people just see Lady Antebellum is suing Lady A, and they look horrible. But if you read into it, they don't want any monetary damage.
No.
They've tried to negotiate with her.
Well, why does she have to negotiate with them?
And they registered it 10 years ago. And
owned that name for
when it was her name.
What do you mean?
It was her name when they registered it.
Yeah, but the point being that she never there was no complaint against the registration.
Well, did she know?
This is just wow.
I mean, they are much bigger than her.
Yeah,
they're huge. She's not unsuccessful, but she's just a small time. She probably doesn't have a big operation that registers things and trademarks things.
I know. My point
being,
though,
to actually sue her, though, just looks a little sideways.
It does. And my point is that people just see that Lady Antebellum is suing Lady A now that they've changed her name. And it's just, it's more than that. And it's really, I think they're probably their lawyers just
right.
Sure, everything's on the up and up. But
I would say if she was white, it would not look so bad.
Of course not.
Wait, they offered to pay her. Oh, to give up the name.
They've been negotiating.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to give up the name. That's her name.
So that's why they're going to court to say, hey, we filed this name. You had no objection. We're gonna fight to keep it. Which she's not going to have the money to fight them in court.
No, because she's little Lady A, who's used the name for a long, long time. Much, much longer than they have.
She should change her name to Lady Antebellum.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious.
Well, she's black. She could get away with it.
Or as we said before, Lady Anti-BLM. Anti-BLM, BLM.
Yes. By the way, did you guys see, I was watching this group that were painting in bright yellow letters, Black Lives Matter, in front of Trump Tower.
Did you see who was out there?
De Blasio. What the? Really? And I read the quote where he said, I want all of these wealthy people that live in Trump Tower, when they look out their windows, to see Black Lives Matter. And I thought, wait, is he trolling them? I mean, is he suggesting that all the people who have money not care about black lives?
It's aimed at one guy one guy
but
only.
But he refers to all of the people that live there.
Well, I know. And Trump honestly responded with,
I guess that's a hate crime, right?
He did. He said it's a hate crime.
Wouldn't BLM have better things to do than troll someone? He doesn't live there.
Or is it Sharpton and, because Sharpton was out there painting it too. It was Sharpton and de Blasio. I mean, who knows?
Was he painting it or was he photo opping?
Yeah, I think that's more about what it was.
Yeah.
I could care less about Trump, but the thing is, Trump doesn't really spend time there. All the other people do, and they were the people they were referencing. I want all these people to look out, and it's like, you know, stick your nose in it. What do they have to do with it? This is about Trump, not the people that live there.
Yeah.
And it just didn't seem terribly sincere to me. But, hey, maybe they'll change people's minds. If they all hate BLM, maybe they'll make them think differently about it.
I think the worst story, though, is the guy that owns the cafe, Indian Road Cafe in Manhattan, and he has a Black Lives Matter sign in front of his window. A bunch of artists go there, musicians. I mean, it's very artsy. The guy describes himself as a liberal, libertarian, I believe. And then he does an interview with MSNBC and said that he voted for Trump in 2016 and planned to do so again. And everyone's fucking livid at him. And I'm just sitting here going, he's a small business owner. Of course he would vote for Trump.
He's allowed to vote for whoever he wants.
Yeah.
But if you vote for Trump, then you are against Black Lives Matter, according to a lot of people.
Well, if you say all lives,
I don't know why that is.
If you say all lives matter, you're against Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I guess.
But he's not saying that. I'm saying it's not possible to be both.
Of course it is. No, everything is not as simple as people want it to be.
Right. I'm just saying what the narrative is.
I'm guessing he probably likes the tax cuts.
Well, yeah, he probably also likes the PPP money.
Sure.
I'm not saying he wouldn't get PPP money if somebody else was president. They probably would.
I mean, you know that was coming in 2016, but he also said, I support my governor, my mayor, who are both Democrats.
Well, to be honest, a lot of people in his position give money to candidates on both sides.
Yeah.
I mean, if he has money, if he's a small businessman, I don't know how much money he would have to do that. So what's his punishment?
Oh, people are calling for a boycott of the restaurant, the cafe now.
Because he admits voting for Trump. I think he's ballsy to even admit that. He probably shouldn't have said it. I hate Trump. I would never vote for him.
I'm sure he wish he didn't. But he's like, hey, I'm a liberal guy. I support every liberal cause I can. But that's who he wants to vote for. But apparently that's not allowed.
Well, he'll probably apologize and suggest that he's done some homework and looked in the mirror.
Hire a coach.
He said he'll agree with them and beg for the business back and then hate them more than ever.
He wrote that he answered honestly and from the heart, but his response had been presented without context. He said, He said that what was in the video did not include that he had supported the last four presidents and that he had found many things troubling about the administration.
Well, he's backpedaling a little bit already.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just honestly...
I don't think he's backpedaling. I think he's trying to provide context.
All this, this business of punishing people who don't agree with you is just wrong. First of all, he doesn't sound like he really disagrees with the other side. He's playing both sides. But, you know, people are allowed to have opinions that do not agree with BLM or whatever. You're allowed to. It's America.
Here's the other fun part. He's one of those people that voted for Bernie in the primary and then voted for Trump in the general election, which he's not the only person who did that.
No. Well.
But, you know, it's a mob and people react very fast.
This whole mob rule business is just for the birds. And honestly, it's going to cost the people in the mob because some people are going to say, you know what? I don't like anything being done this way. So therefore, whatever you're for, I'm not for.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much backlash there will be. It seems that the momentum is so very much in favor. But sometimes I think if it goes on too long or it goes too far, people go, you know what? I think I want to throw that cherry bomb into this.
I do
2016. I don't think Trump can win, though, at this point.
I do like how this story ends. On a recent sunny afternoon, customers sat at small tables under the cafe's awning. Jason Claiborne, 43, said, there's no controversy with me. If he's a racist, right-wing supremacist, he's doing a damn good job hiding it. That was the quote from the guy there.
White supremacist.
That's the implication these idiots are throwing at the guy. And this guy who's you know, patronizing the store is saying, well, if he is, he's doing a pretty good job hiding it, meaning that he's not. He just voted for the guy. And then this dude's friend comes by and sits down, and this guy admits he's a Democrat, and he said, I like the cafe. I don't see why you have to mix the two.
Well,
in other words, Chick-fil-A
that's
can...
That's the right guy.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A can just make a chicken sandwich.
I think that's, you know, unfortunately, the term stay in your lane, I think, is going to become a lot bigger because people are going to find that if they even enter into this, they alienate a certain group of people because of one thing, a politician they support or don't support, which should be a very tiny...
Stay in your lane, bro.
Should be a very tiny thing for a cafe or a restaurant or an athlete or whoever it might be. But it seems that that is not the case. In fact, I wondered when Terry Crews spoke out about Black Lives Matter and said, you know, I don't know if I like everything about the way this is going, and maybe we should make some considerations. And he was just attacked.
By Don Lemon.
Oh, and, well, by a lot of people.
No, but you see the interview.
I know.
What a fucking asshole.
Yeah, play the interview. I thought the interview was kind of interesting, actually.
Don Lemon is the worst.
I know. I don't think most of these people really help.
Well, but I mean, how many people are watching Don Lemon?
About 455,000.
Yeah. These are the people that, you know, set the table and set the agenda, unfortunately.
Terry,
they want to kick you out.
You're a high profile person. You're writing things out there. You know you're going to get backlash. You know people are going to respond to what you're saying on Twitter. So I don't think you should be surprised by that. I have a skin as tough as an armadillo because of
Fake.
What I do, and I think maybe you should.
He does
that. Smell my dick.
But here's what I have to say. The Black Lives Matter movement was started because it was talking about police brutality. If you want an all Black Lives Matter movement that talks about gun violence in communities, including, you know, black communities, then start that movement with that name. But that's not what Black Lives Matter is about. It's not an all-encompassing. So if you're talking about, if someone started a movement that said cancer matters, and then someone comes in and said, why aren't you talking about HIV? It's not the same thing. We're talking about cancer.
But so the Black Lives Matter are Black Lives.
It's about police brutality and injustice in that manner. Not about what's happening in black neighborhoods. There are people who are working on that.
That happens
issue.
In black neighborhoods.
That's
though.
Not
and
what Terry Crews is saying.
I know.
Issue,
I know.
I mean, Lemon is so far off of Cruz's.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
But when you
But when you look at the organization...
Hey, Don, did you take a dump in your bed last night?
Not the only thing they're talking about.
I know that, but I agree, but that's not what the Black Lives Matter movement is about, Terry. Black Lives Matter is about police brutality and about criminal justice. It's not about what happens in communities when it comes to...
When it reverts,
people who live near each
first
other.
First, Terry Crews starts experiencing a bad internet connection at the wrong time.
80% of white people are killed by white people. True. Because of proximity.
Very true.
It's the same thing with black people. That happens in every single neighborhood.
Yeah, and the deaths are, again, I'm not saying 500 times greater than the deaths that you're talking about in the specific area that Don Lemon's talking about. So when you say Black Lives Matter, it's hard for some people to grasp that the larger number is not of some significance.
My problem is they're both talking about two different things.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Well,
and Terry Crews
I don't understand why
connection.
Anybody can't make any comment without being completely attacked and, you know, forced to basically retreat and just say, I give up.
Yeah.
I mean,
just stay off social media.
Why can't there be a conversation where people can say certain things without being completely attacked?
Sounds like you want to go to lunch with Julian Edelman and
no, I don't.
Sean Jackson have an uncomfortable
I don't want to be in the conversation. I don't want to be in the uncomfortable conversation. DeSean Jackson accepted the offer, by the way?
Yeah, they're flying to D.C. right now.
Oh, great.
They're both going to get coronavirus.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of social media.
I would hope for some kind of a storm so both museums would be closed tomorrow.
Wait, this is a great question. Aren't they closed anyway because of coronavirus?
Probably so. That's his way out.
Oh, I hope someone finds a picture of them on social media, both at the door, like, Edelman's trying to open the door and Sean's got his hands on the glass, like trying to look in, like they're really trying to go.
And Bernard Kilpatrick's holding him shut from the inside.
I was going to say Facebook. There's a really interesting story today about Facebook and their banning of Roger Stone. So Facebook removed a network of more.
Why does anyone listen to Roger Stone, by the way?
Well, they don't know it's Roger Stone.
Oh,
they found 100 pages and accounts associated with Roger Stone that engaged in, quote, coordinated inauthentic behavior, meaning fake news and bullshit.
Wait a second.
And those.
So
100-
are we talking about accounts that aren't really the people that the account says it is?
Yeah.
Because that's my complaint all along is why don't they just eliminate anyone using a fake name?
It's what they're trying to do but is they're
not,
trying to weed
they're not
this
really
stuff out.
Really doing it.
Well, the
just like all these Twitter accounts.
The amazing thing about this is that these accounts spent over $300,000 on advertising on Facebook, and Facebook's blowing them out.
Well, $300,000 to Facebook.
That's nothing, sure. The pages, these 100 accounts and pages had 260,000 followers and 61,000 on Instagram. So it wasn't just Facebook, but it was Instagram too.
The whole idea of people using false identification to me has become such a gigantic problem, not just with the fake Twitter narratives that come from all these, whether they're bots or they're people. Like, look at the whole, mm-hmm. I mean, to think about Nicholas Sandman and the asshole who created the edited for outrage account, which every piece of media bought into and said, look at this smirking kid disrespecting this Native American Vietnam veteran. Look at all the time that was chewed up by that. Yeah. And how this 16-year-old kid was completely demonized and destroyed and just all the horrific behavior around it. Well, if that person wasn't using a fake account, fake name, then we wouldn't have had to deal with any of it. We wouldn't know who Nicholas Sandman is.
Did we get to this tipping point where Facebook's like, oh boy, all these advertisers are pulling money out. We got to do something. So in order to save the money that they pulled out, they're rejecting these accounts that spend money. It's really kind of what it appears to be to me. Like, well, okay, we'll clean it up because we need that money back. We'll get rid of this bad money.
Look at all the phony, all these phony Nigerian people who are, you know, all this bullshit. It just seems to me if you had the ability to charge people with literally just using a fake, just falsifying their identification, that alone, if that alone was a charge, you could, I mean, assuming you could prove it, You could put a lot of people out of business.
You could prove who you're.
I don't know. Why is it so hard? Why would it be? I realize that the platforms aren't in the business of vetting ever anything. But, gee, could they vet the people who are behind the accounts a little bit better? Just a little. Just a tiny bit.
Well, especially if they're, you know, kind of corporate accounts that are spending money with them.
Well, if they're spending money, there's no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse whatsoever.
They vet the credit card. And by vetting the credit card, I mean they make sure the charge goes through.
Yeah, which is what matters the most when it comes to Facebook.
Did you read the story about the Nigerian email scammer? Who stole
I did.
That is really
the guy with living the high life?
What a dick.
I know, but look what he got away with. I mean, it's...
That's the Nigerian prince who's been scamming us for all these years.
Well, prince. Yeah, he's a prince. He's a prince of a guy.
In an Instagram account with 2.3 million followers, posted photos of himself, his high-end watches, his robes with his name on the back, driving a $300,000 Mercedes or a white Rolls Royce, all with the hashtag, all mine. What a fucking douche. I took private jets to Paris, shopped at Gucci, Louis Vuitton, indulged in cakes depicting himself surrounded by Fendi bags. His address was 1706 Palazzo Versace in Dubai. And, of course, it's all bullshit. He was arrested recently in Chicago. Where's the story about how much money he got? He stole money from a Premier League soccer team in Britain. He had a small group of co-conspirators allegedly had a network of money mules they'd used to carry out email scams, and then they launder money through a slew of foreign bank accounts, which those foreign banks should be fined by someone. The group would usually hack into a business email account and then either block or redirect emails. They would then use the hacked email accounts to trick a victim or a company into sending money to them, often changing bank transfer information by one or two numbers. However, when one member was arrested in October of last year, shortly after, a law firm in New York was duped into wiring about $1 million. Investors obtained a search warrant to go through his iPhone and found messages.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
The messages of back and forth that just blew it wide open. He, this prince, tricked one of the law firm's paralegals into wiring. Why is a paralegal in charge of wiring? $922,000 intended for a client's real estate refinancing to a Chase bank account that this turd controlled. The paralegal emailed a Citizens Bank email address to verify instructions for the wire transfer. But guess what? It was a spoof email that this dude set up. About half the amount was instantly wired to a Canadian bank account. That's how they're laundering it.
Genius, genius, genius!
Images of the wire transfer were shared between the group. Did the big hit, one group member texted, according to excerpts of the affidavit. Yes, sir, replied another one. They also defrauded a foreign bank of $14.7 million in February when they gained access to the bank's computer network and sent a fake message utilizing the software the financial institutions use to talk to each other. Isn't that wild? I kind of want him to keep it because he's doing such a good job. I mean, obviously some talent there. Couldn't somebody hire him?
I know. It's a shame. All these people are brilliant, just like the drug lords who could solve all the problems in the world.
Right. Just easy money. But if you have no scruples.
You know, along the lines of these people who, you know, just have to view a person in regards to one thing only, and then, of course, it's all just shame. You don't exist. You have no right to exist. You have no right to speak. Nothing. The Kentucky Attorney General last week was getting a horrendous amount of shit because he was on social media. He was celebrating his engagement to his wife-to-be. And it was all about how can you celebrate your engagement when Breonna Taylor's family has no justice?
Because people can do more than one thing at a time.
Well, also because he's engaged. It's one of the biggest moments of his life. Yeah. He's the attorney general. That's his job during the day. But at nighttime, he's a human being, and he doesn't. You know, it's like, hey, look at little Maddie.
Oh, hi, Matt. Ooh, she's topless. Put a top on that girl.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm in. So I just. Oh, look at her. She looks so happy.
Sorry.
I miss my buds.
Why? I just don't know why. It seems to me, shouldn't there be criticism of the people criticizing him for enjoying his engagement? Well, why should he and his wife-to-be have to, you know, feel so badly about this and be attacked and trolled? I mean, this trolling. It's
Breonna, like, Taylor's family, too, that's mad about it.
They're mad about him celebrating his engagement.
Yeah,
really?
Because there's no justice for her.
Well, why don't they, you know, I don't want to criticize Breonna Taylor's family.
You know what's funny? Have you seen the engagement photos?
Yeah, his wife's white.
Is there another aspect at play here? Because he's black, Daniel Cain.
Yeah, I kind of wondered that myself, but I wasn't going to bring it up.
I didn't know that he was black, and I didn't know that she was
white. He's black. And I don't think he's disengaged with the topic. But and I, you know,
that's my point. He's allowed to have a life and work on. I mean, is he supposed to drop all the cases?
he has a few other things going on in his professional life too, and you know, going back to Breonna Taylor too, this whole thing with the WNBA, I'm just kind of like, okay, first of all, I don't think we're about to forget Breonna Taylor. You're a basketball league that is trying to stand on its own two feet, but doesn't. You're essentially a charity league paid for by the NBA. And I just don't know that. Is that really what you want to be all about? You want to be known for? I mean, if I thought Breonna Taylor would be forgotten, I wouldn't even say it.
She's not the first one people think about. I mean, it's George Floyd, then it's Rayshard Brooks, and then her. And honestly, hers is probably the second worst.
I don't hear any shortage of Breonna Taylor coverage or discussion. I mean, it's everywhere. And it's not going to hurt me because I'm never going to go to a WNBA game. I probably won't watch one.
Nobody seems to be talking about the Elijah McClain case, which is just as fucked up.
Well, they can put his name on their warm-ups.
Well, there was one sports team that did put everybody's name. Like, each player got a different name on the back.
Who?
God, was it an MLS team?
Oh, MLS Nashville, by the way, is out due to COVID issues.
That's the second team that's had to withdraw from this ridiculous tournament because of COVID.
What? I really want to know what's happening at Ohio State. How many fucking people have COVID at the Ohio State football program?
Not just Ohio
State. It's got to be insane.
Yeah.
When my friends are getting it from college football programs, it can't be good.
It's a funny concept. Oh, you're right.
You know what else was funny too was Lily Reinhardt, who
is that broad?
She's some.
By the way, is the Philadelphia Union of the MLS had names of police brutality victims on the back of their jerseys.
And meanwhile, the WNBA is going apeshit over a mouse trap was found in their facilities that they're staying in the bubble. Or wherever they're staying.
I bet the NBA didn't have any mouse traps where they're staying.
That's exactly what they said. And they were saying, why don't they get...
more predictable.
Why do they not have equality with the NBA in terms of their facilities, where they're staying, with their living conditions and their practice conditions?
Well, I'm sure... is that because... they're mad about the mouse because it's a health concern? They don't want mice.
No, they're mad about the mouse because they're staying in a place that would require a mouse trap, or someone felt there was a need to put a mouse trap in the laundry room. So obviously it can't be up to snuff with the NBA's facilities.
No, but I'm just wondering, is that because of, is there health concern with
Okay. Not COVID. No, that's just equality.
Okay, because I was going to say, if they're worried about the health concerns of rodents being around, they're not concerned about COVID. They're playing.
No, they just feel they're being slighted. The NBA is staying in first-class place, and they're staying in second-class place.
NBA revenue.
Bobby Knight, he popped off about it.
I'd like to refer to this whole thing from start to finish as a real Mickey Mouse operation. But that'd be an insult to Mickey Mouse.
Ooh, good one.
Lily Reinhardt, though.
How's Bobby Knight doing? Isn't he close to death?
He didn't look well when they... celebrated him.
Is Alex Trebek still alive, too? I mean, weren't we on a death watch?
I think he's got COVID, he's beating the shit out of it.
Somebody I know said they were Alex Trebek out, and that was right before COVID. Was. And then we forgot all about Alex Trebek.
I think I was the leading edge of the being Trebek'd out.
Well, so
everybody got Trebek'd out, and they stopped talking about him.
You should thank COVID.
The Lily Reinhart story was she was trying to allegedly... And she's one of these hot young chicks. I think she's an actress or singer. I don't know. And she takes selfies every 5 minutes and says, look at me. Look at me doing this. Look at me doing that. Look how hot I am. Look how hot I am from this angle. Look how hot I am from that angle. Here, I'm getting out of water. Oh, I'm getting in the shower. Wow, look how hot I am again. Have you seen me in a couple hours how hot I am? No. Here's another picture. She has a post where she is allegedly trying to suggest that Breonna Taylor needs justice now. And she's nude, and she's showing side boob.
Yeah.
And so people thought, my, isn't that selfish, and isn't that about you posing nude and then pretending that it's about Breonna Taylor? I thought, what the fuck is going on?
She also came out as a bisexual this month, too. So.
Okay.
During Pride Month, last month, I'm sorry.
Oh, good for her.
So I guess she's just all over the map, and... Not saying what people want her to say in the right way.
Well, no, it was just that she had to be nude, and of course, all the comments underneath are how hot she is. Nothing about Breonna Taylor. It was on Twitter, I think.
Wasn't the post...
Brandon sent it over, didn't he?
Wasn't the post about, like, hey, I shouldn't have to post, you know, such a hot picture for you guys to know about Breonna Taylor or whatever.
So she's excoriating people before they even read her post.
Yeah.
I don't think Breonna Taylor has a problem getting attention right now. I don't think they need her to be nude.
Well, I don't
for people to be interested in this story.
I don't even know what's going on with that case.
Well, there's a lot of pressure to do something, and I don't know what... I think they're pursuing the case. I just don't know what options they have, honestly. So, anyway, just to kind of wrap things up, the main stories that I was trying to avoid this today when I... got into Tom Waits and Del Shannon and all that. Yeah. I just finished watching Governor Whitmer, who expressed her alarm at the Diamond Lake partiers, the people dancing in the water. She wasn't mad about them dancing in the water. If she'd been mad about that, I would have understood. And the horrible bar in East Lansing that are spreading coronavirus.
Harpers.
And I think she mentioned a hair salon of some type. She mentioned nothing about the nightly protests with large groups of black and white people in not social distancing.
Just side note, have there been any cases connected to the bad water dancing party in Cass County?
I don't know. Honestly, I do not know. I'm sure if there are, we'll hear about it.
Or for that matter, the protests. I mean, I have no problem yelling at Harpers because Harpers ruined it for a lot of bars.
There are giant protests in every large city. There were for weeks and weeks and weeks. And no one wants to say there are any. In fact, some people were saying that, well, they took care of so much activity that everyone else was less active, and therefore it's even. But for her to say that this is affecting black people on a much larger basis – and this is unfair. Well, I think you might want to point out that you're supposed to socially distancing is the first thing. And Fauci just said it the other day, begging people to socially distance, mask or no mask. And she says nothing about that, but she speaks about the Diamond Lake, which is a one-time thing. That's not an everyday thing. That's not night after night after night. That's not here, there, here, there, here, there, here, there. And then she goes on to say that the healthcare business is so disproportionately favors non-minorities that she wants, this is her part of the solution, to help black people who are disproportionately experiencing coronavirus. Yeah. She says nothing about protesting or social distancing, but she says that she wants healthcare professionals to take anti-bias training to be necessary for license renewal for all healthcare professionals. So is she saying that healthcare professionals are treating black people and minority people differently or in a lesser manner? Because that's how I take it.
Yeah.
When it comes down to, and I've had this discussion with some people before. You look at Houston, Texas. They had a 25,000 person strong march to the Capitol or whatever the big building is there. The aerial views were insane. 25,000 people. Now, sure, let's just say 98% of them wore a mask. You know, it's still a lot of people together. You look
but you're not supposed to get. You're not supposed to be bunched together. You're supposed to be distanced.
I understand, but then you look at the Cass County, the Diamond Lake, or whatever. According to the news, 150 people. I think there was a little bit more, but 150 people. You look at Jobby Nooner, less than 1,000 people this year, and sure, those people did not have masks, but they were close in proximity. And I think the big difference there would be, you know, with the Diamond Lake partying, you're face-to-face with somebody. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, that's pretty – that's kind of dangerous just in itself. No, but I mean, when it looks at a protest and they're at least trying to make some kind of a social change, I think that's the big difference between the two.
Yeah, it might be the difference, but don't complain about the numbers going up.
I understand.
And say it's the healthcare professionals' fault and they need anti-bias training without saying, listen, this is a great cause – I'm behind you, BLM. I marched with you, but you're not socially distancing.
Yeah,
and there's been so many protests.
Everybody knows why she's not doing that.
All over the country. Yeah, because everyone plays favorites, just like the gym owners are not a favorite. Nobody gives a fuck about them. They apparently have no political power. They apparently donate no money. They have no important connection to keeping her in office. But Black Lives Matter has every important element.
I will say regarding healthcare workers and the bias, there is a very ironic study about why didn't the opioid epidemic hit Black people as bad as it hit white people. And one of the studies says because doctors didn't believe when they said they were in pain for stuff, so they weren't prescribed as much pain medicine as white people were when they came in, which is kind of ironic.
I didn't know that Black people didn't participate in the opioid epidemic.
No, it's just disproportionately hurt white people.
Well,
that's a complaint a lot of people have.
I hear that. I remember all the stories about Black people liked crack cocaine more because that was an effort to destroy the Black populace by I don't know who, by the Colombians, by the Mexicans, some of this stuff is just preposterous. Healthcare professionals. I didn't really read much about this other than going, wait, anti-bias affecting coronavirus? That seems a little bit of a stretch.
I don't understand that connection, but it is kind of, I mean, the numbers are there.
I can tell you what the healthcare professionals that responded to it, just comments, fucking livid, just pissed as all hell, saying that we are so overwhelmed, we treat no one
I don't think now
differently.
Is the time for that change, Governor.
So anyway, anti-bias training, by the way, somebody else in the commentary was complaining about the cost of anti-bias training that, taxpayers pay it. Who fucking cares? Anyway, he has his own business and he was saying that he has to give some sort of, or he feels that he has to do some sort of anti-bias training, not because he feels there's terrible racism or bias within his company. He feels that if he doesn't, he could be accused of not caring enough or whatever. But he said the cost is extreme, and he doesn't understand if this is so important. Why is it costing my company so much money and forcing me to consider cutting either employees or services or whatnot?
Yeah.
And is that worth it? If he were to poll his company, would they say, "Would you rather spend this money on anti-bias training, or would you rather, you know," and on and on. So, and that is a rather unfortunate aspect of this is. It's just like the company spending money on how to treat Gen Z, which is coming down the road, and all these programs that they spend all this money on. And believe me, anti-bias, and not just anti-bias, but the whole Me Too and all the programs that led to, the money being spent is insane.
Yeah, it's a
protection. Again, I would say, can't they give that money? Isn't there a place for that money that would be more effective than forcing people? Because that's what they say. They go, I just sit through this three-hour thing on sexual harassment today. I swear to you, I have never heard anyone say, you know what? I went to the sexual harassment thing my company made me go to today, and I learned so much.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say it. Never. In fact, I don't know that anyone's ever said it. Maybe they have.
No, I think for corporations, it's a cover your ass kind of thing.
It is. And what this guy was suggesting about the cost of the anti-bias training was that, you know, after shopping around, he found that this is going to cost me a shit ton of money. He had a lot of employees. But his point was that, you know, it seems kind of a large expense that just kind of got shoved down his throat, and his employees, in terms of the anti-female bias or sexual harassment, I guess would be the category, was that he never got any feedback that people appreciated this, or, I mean, female or otherwise. Everyone just thought it was something you had to do, mm-hmm. yet it cost his company a lot of money.
Yeah, but could have saved him a lot of money, too, if something happened.
Something happened.
Well, he's almost acting like it's an insurance policy in case something happened.
Oh, yeah, if somebody accused him of not caring.
Yeah, so it's almost in a weird way, just kind of a wicked, bizarre insurance policy.
But that's still not the right reason to do it.
Of course not.
And my feeling on the sexual harassment stuff, and you know, I hear about it from people all the time. Not all the time. Not so much now, but back when all this was going on. And I felt like, but the people that continue to do shit like this, they don't pay any attention. If you're 30 years old and you don't know what to say to a person, a female in the workplace, or you don't know that something is inappropriate, then you're pretty fucking dumb, well, and you probably don't care.
I don't know if you remember, but that one podcast had that study about that and how the more nuanced you got about sexual harassment, the worse the results were. Because people were like, well, no, I can't even look at a woman in the workplace, as opposed to just the hardcore sexual harassment of, you know, grabbing and comments.
Well, and some of the women were complaining.
Who would want to put their penis in a coworker?
In other words, if you go too far overboard, then you miss the real target, is kind of what the point was.
Well, privately, a lot of people felt like, and female executives will tell you this, that, you know, I don't want to get too mixed up with men and women in certain parts of my company, or I'm just going
to
get in trouble.
It has a detrimental effect to productivity. Then you have the whole issue, too, of remember when Starbucks shut down for a half a day of training?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, it's such a great job.
They know that doesn't work. It has to be a continued kind of thing if it has to have any. I mean, there's lots of studies that show that.
You know, how many people do you think that were working for Starbucks that even work for Starbucks now?
You know what, Brandon?
It's a fair point.
To go a step further, I've been a Starbucks.
We know why they did that, though.
I wonder how many times I've been a Starbucks. I'm going to guess it's over 1,000 times. I have never, ever seen a Starbucks employee mistreat a member of the public.
I don't know.
I've probably seen them.
They get a little crazy with those names they write on cups.
Well, yeah, not just Starbucks.
Spell
Mark,
C-A-R-K. Have you seen that meme?
No. Yeah, Mark with a C.
They told Kark. The Starbucks that their name is Mark with a C, and they spelled it C-A-R-K.
Well, somebody put ISIS on somebody's cup the other day, and she was wearing a hijab, and of course she's suing Starbucks now.
We never talked about how about the tampon they put in the
police, good for you, ISIS,
the policeman's Starbucks cup, which makes no sense as to how that would have been pulled off.
Well, after all their training, they actually asked police to leave because they were in the viewfinder of a person who's triggered by police. So, is that part of their training? I guess maybe with police being as dangerous as they are, maybe that is part of their training. I mean, we're more afraid of the police than we are of criminals. Now we are.
Is it the end of the week yet?
Yes, it is. you know what? When I was on my binge sending you stuff last night, too, I sent...
Let's see.
Hold on.
Gotta wrap it up, guys.
You know, like the meme I sent you of the annual streaming prices?
I did see that.
It's funny.
I'm sorry, guys. We're going to need to wrap it up.
It's got Netflix, Hulu, the price, YouTube Red, Showtime. You know, they're all $100, $70, whatever.
Hey, we need to wrap it up.
You know, the yearly streaming prices. And then the bottom, Harvard, $50,420. Oh, that made me laugh.
Here's the great news from New York. New York PD is now limiting retirement applications because so many cops are applying for retirement now. A 400% additional retirement applications than they had 3 months ago.
How many? Like, what are the numbers?
I don't know what the numbers are, but they have a lot of cops. They got 38,000 police, so 400% would be, I mean, that's a big percentage.
Wait, 400% increase over the previous year, though. How many did it last year? How many have filed? And what percentage?
Well, so many that they can't let them all retire. And, in fact, they said they can't.
Well, you need a calculator to solve it.
They said they cannot process that many applications at once. So, in other words, there's a big backlog of even considering, and they would like to negotiate with people and make sure that they don't all retire because they can't. Because they have limited the classes, the number of people now coming, they've eliminated two of their classes, so they only have two out of four classes coming, and so they cannot replace all these people that quickly.
Wait. 179 officers filed for retirement between June 29th and Monday, July 8th. 179. How many officers?
That's only 9 days.
How many officers in New York?
38,000. If you have 179 every 9 days, that's about 600 a month. Between 7,200 a year.
Between May 25th.
I believe that some of his figures may be inaccurate.
Between May 25th and July 3rd, 503 out of 35,000.
503 out of
35,000.
So.
I mean, I'm just saying those percentages are high and they seem high. But then again, when you look at the numbers.
Yeah, but they have less people coming in.
I know.
They have more people going out, less coming in. But the number going out is. It is a lot of people when you're dealing with a small group of people.
Look at all the police that are staying to do the job, the impossible job of policing.
Well, six thousand in a year is one. Let's see, that's like 14-15% of their force.
That's assuming that this rate stays the same the rest of the year. I think if you're going to retire, you would do it now or in that time frame.
Well, who knows?
Between George Floyd and right now, I don't think that would you really think that rate or that pace.
You really
keeps
think
up?
That the morale of police is going to go up a lot in the next couple months?
That's not what I'm talking about.
But that's why they're retiring. The morale is terrible.
I just think you would do it now, and why not focus on the guys that are staying.
Well, because they need some of these people not to retire because they can't afford this many people retiring. And they have less people coming in because they've eliminated two training classes as part of their defunding the police. Honestly, I don't know. I have no fucking idea. They're the ones worried about it, not me. It's the New York. It's New York, the police chief and the government of New York that's worried about it. I don't know. I mean, their feeling is that the people who will be affected by a large loss of police or, you know, a 10%, let's just say 10%, 10% doesn't sound like much.
It's the NYPD that put it out. So, yeah, I mean.
If they lose 5%, if they lose 10%, if they lose 3%, the people affected most are poor people. They're not going to stop policing areas. Nobody is going to go, oh, my God, I can't go to Trump Tower to deal with this. But there are other parts of New York where they may say, "Boy, I don't really want to get too mixed up in this. This is just trouble." And Atlanta has the same problem. Atlanta won't reveal
just
numbers.
Trying to put the numbers in perspective. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think police morale is horrible. I don't know why it would be anything but horrible. And I would say it can only get worse because it seems that everyone has a camera on police. Everyone's recording every move they make. And I see so many where.
Start paying them more, man.
Well, they're not going to do that. They're defunding them.
Yeah, but defunding has never been about the salary.
No, it's not about the salary. But if you're taking $1 billion out of $6 billion, how are you going to pay people more? It's a lot of people. But the point is. If the morale is terrible and people are, because of this incredible focus on police and all the taping and all the recording of phones, and, you know, the perfect one for me, the one that says it all, and I've seen many like it, is the guy with the baseball bat and the megaphone who's screaming at all these people in a restaurant, and the police ask him to knock it off, and they talk for a minute, and then he does not agree that he's not going to do this anymore, and so they arrest him, and he fights with the police, And then all the phones come up and screaming at the police, oh, my God, you're choking him. You're doing this to him. You're doing that to him. And he didn't do anything. I mean, can you imagine trying to do your job in an environment like that? That's terrible. I mean, I would love to see other people who do a job that's very hard with people recording them on the phone and yelling at them and telling them what a terrible job they're doing all the time. I wouldn't want to do my job like that. But if morale gets better, I would be delighted. I just don't expect it to. And the other story, the last story, you can hit the outro, was the city of Seattle having segregated training for white staff aimed at undoing their whiteness. Asking them,
what does that mean?
Well, their whiteness is so utterly evil, they want to undo it. So they're asking them, among other things, not to take undeserved promotions.
Well, what culture are they going to appropriate then if they don't have any whiteness?
I don't know. You can be a better ally for racial justice than by taking undeserved promotions. Well, who are giving them undeserved promotions? Shouldn't they be the people who are telling them to act this way? Why are they giving them undeserved promotions? I guess the theory is that white people getting promotions don't deserve it. Also, interrupting internalized racial superiority and whiteness. Racism is our responsibility. And I'm not sure what this means. White staffers must give up the land and their guaranteed physical safety for racial justice. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
But that's what Seattle's doing. In addition to CHOP. And I don't know what ever happened to the CHOP people.
Oh, they're doing fine.
They said they're coming back. Anyway, I don't know what's going on this weekend. I guess everybody's got to hopefully stay out of big crowds and not get coronavirus. That's my goal this weekend.
There's nothing going on.
I know. There's nothing going on until baseball and basketball. Don't start. All right, we'll see you, buddy. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody in the whole world. Stay safe. Make sure you don't get coronavirus. Bye.